Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
y'all know what,
y'all
time,
know
it
what
is.
Time it is.
We're
gonna play
a little bit of music,
and then
we're gonna get back,
into the show.
So I'm looking forward
to having some fun
with you guys. Check us out, if you're on the line,
get ready
for some good music and some
good
conversation. This is your world.
Mike Brown, boom, Mike Brown, boom, Mike Brown. Ballin' underground, from A-Town to Funky Town.
Big, don't feel me now,
don't feel me.
I gotta turn shorty out.
My dick sucked, then I
ride out.
I hit the cut, maybe some bucks, then I
ride out.
I'm hot, got the hoes trail me now. So my dick gotta stay hard, it can't fail me now. I blew up quick up in the game, now these sluts chasing. I fuck them, leave them, and send them home with some fuck faces. Mike Jones and my boy Dara, ain't nobody lava. When my dick hard, all I need, girl, is your hot saliva. I never claim the pussy mine, cause it ain't mine to claim. But for some reason, when I'm in it, they scream out my name. Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones, who? Mike Jones, Jones, Jones.
Dick don't fail me now,
don't fail me.
I gotta turn shorty out, she don't want nobody else. For me and only me,
Mike Jones.
Dick don't fail me now, I gotta turn shorty out.
How you want it from the front of the back? I love a sexy freak bitch that's so quick to attack. When she hear my name at home or work, she fiendin'. Wishing time pass up so she can suck on my semen. Like head, I'm a misfit. Gotta get my dick licked. Something so good when I'm twisted. Gone up next door, let yourself go to a world that only Mike Jones knows.
Dick don't fail me now,
don't fail me.
I gotta turn shorty out. You don't want nobody else.
Yeah.
For me and only me,
Mike Jones.
Dick don't fail me now,
don't fail me.
I gotta turn shorty out. She don't want nobody else.
It's for the females, baby.
For me and only me,
Mike Jones.
Yeah.
I know you got a man, but watch out, I complain.
I don't give a fuck about your man, yeah.
I'm Mike Jones. Who? Mike Jones and
I don't give a fuck about your man, yeah.
We run trains on other niggas' things, cuz
we don't give a fuck about your man, yeah.
Mike Jones, I ran cocaine, we
never gave a fuck about your man. Ooh.
Dick don't fail me now.
I gotta turn shorty out. She don't want nobody else. I gotta turn shorty out. She don't want nobody else. Yeah. For me and lonely me,
Mike Jones. Who is Mike Jones coming soon, baby? Yeah. My boy Thyra. Cocaine. Mike Jones. Yeah. I fuck hoes every day, nigga. Cause
I don't give a fuck about your man. Yeah.
I run train on other niggas.
I don't give a fuck about your man.
I run train on other niggas' dames. I got one more song I'm going to play for y'all, and then we're going to get back to the show.
Yeah. I mean, like, I got to be like the pioneer to the shit, you know? I was popping that Chris Dow when a lot of y'all niggas thought it was beer and shit. You know? Wearing that platinum shit when all y'all chicks thought it was silver and shit. I gotta really be the pioneer of this shit, man. Bottom line. I'ma show y'all how to do it. Check. Yo, I spit that other shit. That's a nice motherfucker shit. Fed time following me around. Deep cover shit, nigga. You bear money. I'm all year money. I'm popping. You ain't got to count it. It's all air money. I never change money because niggas got strange money. Knocked up, marked up, fucked up in the game money. I got bail money. Double XL money. You got flash now, but time will reveal money. I spit the hottest shit. You need it, I got it shit. That downside Master P, bout it shit. I got blood money. Straight up thug money. That brown paper bag under your mattress, drug money. You got show dough. Little to no dough. Sell a bunch of records and you still owe dough. I got 996 plus FOMO dough. You crazy, you fugazi. I'm loco with dough, popo. Yeah. I mean, imaginary niggas, man. These young cats acting like they slung caps, holding they dumb raps, talking about how they fun stacks. When I see them in the street, I don't see none of that. Damn, Playboy, what the fuck is the hum at? Where's all the ice with all the platinum under that? Those ain't Rolex diamonds, what the fuck you done to that? Y'all rapping ass niggas, y'all funny to me. You selling records being you, but still you wanna be me. I guess for every buck you make, it's like 100 for me. And still you running around thinking you got something on me. But I done did it, and y'all wanna take my flow and run with it. That's cool, I was the first one with it. Original, jiggers the future flow, digital. Still busting the gap when shit gets critical. Sit it down, I don't want y'all to get it confused. I rip it down, like I ain't got nothing to lose. Now get it down. All fuck, niggas all struck. Your single was 99 cents, mine was $4. Last year when niggas thought it was all luck, but this year I've done it again. Jigga, what the fuck? Niggas stop whining, jigga, still shining. Niggas kept complaining, so I cop more diamonds. Rock more Versace, ain't nothing sweet. I still throw a tree in your body, fleeing the party. Y'all can't go with me, nope, flow with me. Bet 50, not dollars either, I bought some dough with me. I flow like the 5 series, in various areas, and blow holes in your weak niggas' theories. It's funny how one verse can fuck up the game. You bought a 4.0, you better get your change. Ain't no platinum in those Cartiers, switch your frames. Ain't no manicures on board, then switch your planes. Yeah.
Thank you. And now, back to the show where truth is king and logic reigns supreme. Your world, my view. Your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Y'all know what it is. I'm chilling with my man, Kobe Bryant. What up, Kobe?
Nothing much, nigga.
Why you got that look on your face?
Holes on the dick and shit.
Well, get them off.
I'm trying. I got so much shit on the floor and shit. I'm trying to roll around and shit. Got a... went online and downloaded a yummy Morningstar breakfast patty. A veggie patty. It's a blend of mushrooms, water chestnuts, onions, carrots, green and red bell peppers, black olives, brown rice, rolled oats. It's no wonder this well-rounded veggie burger is a chef's best award winner. It has 110 calories, 3 grams of fiber, 10 grams of protein, and 74% less fat than a regular hamburger. But what they did not put in there was it has 98% less taste.
Whoa! I ate that motherfucker. I felt like Mr. Ed. I was, you know, when you eat shit and you gotta drink shit in order to swallow it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I know I ain't the only nigga that sit up there and put the food in your mouth and then put the drink behind it. Fuck, this sucks. Jeez. My goodness. Hate when this shit happens. Tell y'all what, though. For all the shit that's ever happened on my show, I really enjoy having the girl here. Bobby Eden. Have y'all noticed how nice the white, because I've had white and black ones, and I've had some nice black ones, but the black ones are always defensive about their job. Bitch, you suck dick. That's what you do. Why are you defensive about it? Every time I've had a black chick on the show, she get mad that she sucked dick, then quit. Nobody told you to do that for a fucking living. You decided that this would be a good way out of what? I have no idea. But they try to make you look at them as they thespians. And I have to explain to black women, just because you a lesbian does not make you a thespian. The rhyming skills are sick, but you still suck dick. I'm not gonna treat you like you are, like you cured cancer. You suck dick. Let's move on. I'm not mad at you for sucking dick. Don't be mad at me for saying you suck dick. Everybody can get along after this. But no, for some reason, some odd damn reason, you gotta say nice shit about black women that do porn. You gotta pretend that you respect them. You gotta listen to them when they say it's just a business. A business of you sucking dick. Dick sucker. Know why you like doing it.
And now, more from the man that's able to make even his own dog question their friendship. Your host,
good evening from our NBC News headquarters in Midtown Manhattan, where we are in the midst of what appears to be a colossal and history-making blackout. Not just this city, but to massive points north and west.
Change has come to America.
You don't know what a revolution is.
Detroit, Michigan, Toronto and Ottawa, Canada, Albany, New York, parts of the state of Connecticut, New Jersey, Akron, Ohio, to name some of the population centers hit by this. It is vast. It is history-making, all because we are told two of the great and combined venerable names in the state of New York history.
Tommy Sotomayor.
This is Black Authority.
We are in the midst of what appears to be a colossal and history-making blackout. Not just this city, but to massive points north and west, as far west as Cleveland, Ohio, and as far north as the Canadian cities of Ottawa and Toronto. The city of Detroit affected, Akron, Ohio, New York's capital city of Albany, on west to Syracuse, and certainly all of this city and outlying boroughs, and that means thousands of subway riders in the middle of dark tunnels, people stuck in elevators, trapped across this city in ways they haven't been since the first colossal blackout of the modern age in 1965.
You don't know what a revolution is.
Unapologetic.
Revolution is hostile.
Unadulterated.
Revolution knows no compromise.
Uncompromising.
Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way.
Brothers and sisters from around the world, welcome back.
I just like that intro. I like that. Whenever we have a blackout on the show, that's what's gonna happen. I just wanted to play his intro. Yeah. I'm gonna start rapping. It's hoes around the town. They looking at me, mad at me. I be slapping like Kobe. I get behind them and I start stabbing. They get mad at me because their ass start grabbing. What's my name, Charlotte? Say it right. I don't care if it's black or white. Tonight, I'm straight drilling. From the back, the boy is straight killing. Like Snoop Dogg, just straight nursery rhyming. This beat. Who is this beat? We bring in a man, Jason Black, is going to be here on the show a little bit later. We got to talk to him about this subject, and he got a lot of things he want to talk about with us. Let me bring in Lasher from the 214. Lasher, what's going on?
What's going on with you, Tommy?
Nothing much. What's on your mind, big dog?
I mean, everything, dog. You know you my man, bro.
Uh-oh, I must have said something wrong.
Oh, no, shit, you ain't never said nothing wrong.
Oh, okay, well, cool then. I thought you were calling to cuss me out. You know whenever somebody compliments you first?
And sometimes it's sarcastic, but sometimes it's not.
All right. Well,
black folks don't understand sarcasm, unfortunately.
Well, exactly, and I hate that. I hate that I can't be sarcastic with some people. I want to ask you. We got a real serious subject here tonight, a serious subject, and I want to get your serious opinion about it.
And that's why I called.
All right. Let's talk about this subject and let's talk about it intently. How does it seem like white women are able to take away? Because black women are admitting that white women are taking their men. So if they are, then we need to find out how are they able to do it.
All right. Tommy, and IMHO, in my own humble opinion, white women are not taking black men. We going because we see that, you know what I'm saying, we ain't got to deal with no attitudes. We ain't got to deal with no bullshit, no kids out of wedlock and all that. So a good black dude always trap down a white girl. I mean, it's not personally because of preference. Because I like me a dark-skinned, thick girl. But I tell you, if it's hard to say it, but if I can get me a nice white girl that do everything that every other girl do, I got her. And I'm going to take
it. You hear black women make a statement that says, if a black man dates a white woman, and I'm glad you said that, because it's that when in order to take something, that means that the thing that is not trying to leave, it's being forcefully ripped from your grasp. And you're saying that's not the case at all. Black men are leaving because they want to go.
Yeah.
Now, in a lot of cases, you hear black women make statements like this. and maybe you've heard it. You can't deal with a strong woman. That's why you're going with a white woman, because she puts up with your shit. Have you ever heard that?
But too many times.
Now, isn't it weird that someone would say that? That's the equivalent of telling somebody, you don't want to work at my job because I ain't willing to pay you what you want and let you work the hours you want. You can't deal with a strong job.
You know what, Tommy? I put it in this sense. It's, okay, I got the perfect job. You paying right. But you talk to me like my name is Sambo. And nigga, my name ain't Sambo. I'm not going. No matter how much you pay.
Isn't there a thing called integrity? I mean, think about it. We claim to have integrity about a lot of stuff, and people say, I wouldn't, like their girls will tell you, I wouldn't suck a dick on TV for $5 million. I got integrity. They'll say that. There are guys who
they're
say, I'd never suck a dick, no matter how much money you give me. There are guys who say that. So wait a minute. Why aren't we supposed to have integrity when it comes to dating? I'm not going to let you treat me in a kind of way. I don't give a fuck what you look like.
We are supposed to have integrity when it comes to dating, but it seems that, you know, dating has become somewhat of a joke. And I think that's sad.
Like, there was a woman yesterday, and we were talking on my fan page. It was funny, but she made the statement. She said, any man that won't date me because I'm black is an idiot.
That's bullshit.
Exactly. I said, I won't date fat chicks. I won't date broke chicks. I won't date chicks out of the country. I kept running down the line of things I won't do, and I was like, why would it make a man an idiot because he won't date you because of your color? And she said, oh, that other stuff you pointed out, I understand that, but color is shallow.
No, but you have to think about all the things that come with color. I mean, I'm a black man just like you, and I'm single. I'm doing my thing. I'm working on my master's right now. And I ain't trying to be with no chick that got a bunch of kids. I done that about 5 times, and it just haven't worked for me. You know what I mean?
That kids thing, I keep telling men and women, avoid that. Avoid niggas with kids. Avoid bitches with kids. Seriously.
Unless
maybe,
both of y'all got kids.
Let me
kids.
Tell you why we should do it. Because typically the better people don't have children. Let's just call it what it is. The better, smarter, more stable people don't have kids. And
well,
in order
what,
for
Tommy,
us,
Tommy,
well, in
Tommy,
order for us to raise the standards of black people, then the people without kids, the people without fucked up past, need to get together. We don't need to be crossing sabers like that and fucking up the time space continuum.
I'm gonna put motherfucking 21.1 gigawatts on that motherfucker. Fuck the whole shit up, y'all.
That's why I like talking to you black men that done went to white school, because no matter what I say, y'all get it. Y'all get it.
Oh, man. But no, on the real chill, Tom, dating women with kids, just, you know, I tried it about 5 times, and it's just not for me. It's just not. Come on, man. I can't get close to you. I really can't know you. And if she got sons, it's even worse.
Yes. Daughters, you can kind of handle them sons. That shit
clinging
just doesn't
on a mama
work.
Leg.
It just doesn't.
They be clinging on their mama leg. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I know. I'm like D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley said to me, he said, if I ever get a divorce, I never marry another black woman. I said, I feel the same way.
You know
and I
what?
Would never.
Mm-hmm. When you posted that, I peeped it, and I went and listened to the whole thing on NPR,
mm-hmm.
and went and watched the special, the Endangered Black Man passed it out at work. Everybody's like, man, yo, Tommy, for real. I got motherfuckers calling you by your first name now.
But y'all should, because honestly, we all brothers, and we all in this struggle together. And my thing is,
right.
Not only are we all brothers, but we're all brothers and sisters, because if you notice, there are a lot of black women. I'm going to start posting up all the stuff that I get from black women. I get a lot of positive messages from black women. The problem is, like one of the women said, she said, we're not naturally loud. We're not naturally boisterous, so you won't hear much from us. The ghetto ones run around talking, so they look like the majority.
Yeah, I mean, they do look like the majority because they are the majority.
Yep. I told them, I said, it's not just a mirage. I said the majority of black women, even if they don't agree with them women, they'll go along with them women. And my thing is this. If you go along with someone, that means you agree with them.
Not necessarily.
Oh, I believe it. Let me tell you something. No, if a nigga selling dope and I go along with it, it's hard. Let me tell you why. Because it's hard for me to hang out with my homeboy that's selling dope. And I go along with him and then tell you, oh, I don't agree with what he's doing.
That's not.
I got friends that do shit I don't agree with, and I don't go along with it. Seriously, I don't.
It's same here. Same here.
But, nigga, you can suck all the dick you want. I'm not going to Bulldogs with you.
That's a bit of an extreme case, though, Tommy, ain't it?
I'm just saying. Okay, right now, I don't go along with. I got homeboys that's married, and they be like, man, I'm about to go out of town. Fuck this bitch. I need you to. I ain't going along with you. That shit going to come back on me.
I go along with my boys, man.
Go along with them niggas.
See, this is what I do. I tell them, I don't know. I don't want to know nothing about your dirty, what you did. I don't want to see no pictures or nothing. What if your wife called me? I got your back because, I mean, we boys.
I'm not going to tell on you. Listen, your wife don't need to be calling me anyway because I'm probably going to fuck her. So let's make sure she don't have my number.
Oh, wow.
No, but this, let me tell you, I've never fucked none of my homeboys' girl. Let me tell you why. Because I keep separate. That's your girlfriend. That's your wife.
And I'm the way, I mean,
she don't need my number.
None of my homeboys' girls, and the way I am is, you only going to see my woman with me at a special event. You know what I'm saying? You never finna just, I'm finna come up your crib and we finna play Call of Duty. No, my woman ain't finna be with me, dude. It's just not finna happen. You know, it has happened in the past, and I learned from that. And
you come home, this nigga standing up knee deep inside your girl.
Man, I'll stop a mud hole.
But I'm saying, I don't believe in letting a nigga know where I live. Seriously, if you let your homeboy know where you live, you know nigga always show up talking about some Tommy told me he was going to be off work at 5.
Well, see, like regular nigga you meet at work type shit. No, I never let them niggas know where I live. I mean, but my friends, I've been friends with my friends since I was 13 years old, and I'm 33. That's what, 20 years? Them niggas gonna know where I live. You know what I'm saying?
They know where I live, and they know I ain't scared to shoot.
You motherfucking right.
You show up if you want to, talking about some, he get off late today. He told me to wait on him. Fuck that. I'll shoot you and that bitch for letting you in. Talking about some, he said he was waiting on you. I bet I never come home with a nigga sitting in the living room drinking tea.
They're
gonna convince
me
that y'all just been sitting in the living room, but ain't nobody talking.
You wild, Tommy.
You know what I'm saying? She breathing hard. What the? Wait a minute. Smelling like crab legs in here, but we having steak. Something ain't right.
Wrong business. But no, Tommy, hit me with today's topic of the show because that's what I wanted to talk about.
We were talking about it. I want to know. We want to know about black women. Are black women, do they have a real fear of black men leaving them? Is that a real fear that they should have?
I think it depends upon a class of woman, honestly. I mean, they got a website for chicks called Baller Niggas where you can just go on there and just see who's a baller nigga and fuck with that nigga if you want to. And then you got just a regular, I'm in college and doing my thing type females. And then you got the reformed single mothers that you meet at church. Like, I go to church because I love the Lord. But, I mean, it's all type of like reformed hoes at church and all that shit.
When people say they love the Lord, that one throws me off.
I do, man.
I'm just saying it throws me off. It's like when people say, because the Bible says, how can you love him but you don't love your neighbor? And we got people who say they love the Lord. The Lord is easy to love. He ain't never there. The Lord is like having a relationship on Skype.
Not necessarily.
It ain't even like having a relationship on Skype. Because the Lord can't Skype you whenever he want to and correct you when you don't answer.
Well, I'm going to say not necessarily, and I'm going to end it with that because that's a discussion for another time.
So religion is something. So let me ask you something. Religion is something that you look for in a woman, like she needs to have religion.
No, no, actually, no, I don't.
Well, think about it. Not many white women. But what the reason I'm asking that is because white women don't lead with their religion. I've never dated a white woman that talked about her religion, ever.
All right, Tommy, I'm going to give you a quick synopsis of me.
Okay.
During college, 18 to 21, I was like a hardcore Muslim and all that. Because I was around them people. You know, the grad schools, the grad students that I had an apartment with and everything. I grew up Christian, Catholic, actually. And right now, I didn't feel like I didn't came back to that. So, you know, it just, I won't knock nobody else's religion, but at the same time, mine is mine. And to be honest, I'm making it up as I go.
Okay, so you're just trying to find religion.
I'm not trying to find it. I see myself as a Christian, you know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. That's not what we're talking about. I just wanted to, you know, put that bit of knowledge on you because you're my man, Tommy. You're my man.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, so you know the issue. What are some of the issues you've had with black women that make you consider jumping the fence?
I've jumped. You know what? I didn't even have to jump the fence. Like, I put it like this. If it was a picket fence, the gate was already open for me to walk through.
So what's getting you to the point where you would? What did you walk out the gate? Who in the hell left the gate open?
It wasn't really that I ever walked out the gate. I was kind of pushed out the gate. When I was young, you know, like chicks I would come at. I mean, I grew up in the hood, man. I mean, Inglewood, Chicago, whatever. It was pretty hard, and like I'd be at school, and the black chicks didn't want me. I mean, they would tell me to my face, like, "Hey, you need to be with a white girl."
Damn.
I mean, it makes it so bad. These were chicks that in school they had never even met a white girl in real life. The only white girl they ever knew was on TV. Damn, Tommy, you don't laugh at me.
I'm laughing because that's just wild that somebody just straight up told you, nigga, you need a white girl.
Man, nigga, I'm going to tell you, I got that all the way up until I was about 21.
You know what I get now? I get you look like one of them dudes that would date a white girl. And I'm like, what the fuck kind of dude that look like?
And see, and that's the thing. I get that too. Like, I go to a club and holler at a chick, she be like, she be laughing at my jokes all night, you know, funny shit. And then I talk to her, and she be like, but you seem like the type of guy that they white girls.
Don't you think that's a sad thing that black women feel like a guy worth a damn that has some intelligence seem like he'd be a guy that would date a white chick? Seriously.
I think it's a self-hate issue.
Yes.
And to me, you know, I feel in my heart, like, it's like, sisters, why do y'all hate y'allself so much that you have to try to be like a white woman to get a brother? But then when you get a brother, you don't act like how a white woman would act toward them. You act like how some trash to act toward them, want to get in this shit all the time, you know?
The only time you can get The only time you get a black woman to act like a civilized woman in most cases is to put her in the presence of some white people that like her. Like I said, my mother used to literally call like a white woman when people were called to the house. As soon as she found out they weren't white, she got back black.
Tom, I'm going to tell you this experience I had just this past weekend. But even when I do this, I'm like, damn, that nigga Tommy will not approve of this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I go to 7-Eleven, pick me up a beer or something like that, you know, regular shit, and see a chick. Oh, I know you're a ratchet bitch. I don't know exactly what to say to you. I mean, like, I got a motherfucking spreadsheet here on my computer of shit to say to ratchet bitches to get them to bone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I walk up to a chick and you know how everybody said they got that angel and they devil on their shoulder?
Yeah.
I got an angel and a Tommy.
And a what?
I said, I got an angel and I got a Tommy.
Okay.
And the Tommy be like, then you know you shouldn't be trying to fuck this bitch.
Because, see, let me tell you, I do it because I want to keep black men from doing the shit I've done, and I want to keep black women from fucking niggas like me.
I understand, bro. It's just like you said. A fool learn from his own experiences. A wise person learn from other people's experiences. Did you not say that? You did say that, and I quote you on it. If you didn't say it, I'm still quoting on it because you're a wise man.
Right, and my thing is, I love black people because they look like me. If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I love
too.
Anyone that looks like me
too.
Because it seems like it should be easier to get along with people that look like you.
Tommy, my daddy is African, and I got a half breed mama. And what I get from both sides is beautiful. You know, from my dad's side, I get all of the Ghanaian. Well, we from Ghana, we from Accra, this is what this is, and this is who we are. I get that, and plus I get from my mom, you know, I get from my grandmother, it's just like, well, before she passed away, she used to always say, well, we black, this is what we gotta do, woo out the bam. And then my granddad is an Englishman, he's like, well, we certainly need to know that we all in a struggle together and all that shit. So,
wait. So your granddad is an Englishman.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Where does he live at?
Well, he's deceased now.
Where did he live at?
Well, in Tottenham. So that's where he's from. Tottenham in London.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
That's your granddad, wasn't it?
No, actually, my granddad was a big jazz dude.
I
like my toast on
one side. I love this song.
And you got that theme playing though. I love theme.
I'm an Englishman in New York.
This is a question that I got for you, Tommy.
What say?
I got a question for you, Tommy.
Talk to me.
All right, you know who Nina Simone is, obviously.
Oh, yes, I know where you're going. Go ahead, ask.
You 36? I'm 33. I love Nina Simone. My granddaddy, my British granddaddy, put me up on Nina Simone. And now they finna make the movie. Well, at the same time, I like Zoe Saldana. From she did a good Uhuru and Star Trek and everything, but she can't play Nina Simone. And no amount of skin darkening makeup and prosthetics to make up for it.
Well, see, that's what I don't like, though. This is why I'm a big, like, I'm not pro-black. I'm not pro-black.
You ought to be, shit.
No, but let me tell you what I mean. Like, a pro-black is one of these people that's actively talking about all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. The only thing I can say is what I know. That's why I'm not religious, because all I can talk about is what I know.
Right.
I wish more people spoke about what they know. And that way, if we only could speak about what we know, then we would be forced to seek more knowledge in order to have more conversation. Can I get an amen from the congregation?
Amen. Do you, and personal question, do you feel as if I'm not speaking about what I know?
As far as you, saying what I mean by I don't think you're not speaking about what you don't know, but I'm a huge believer in education.
Me too.
And I love being educated on shit. I love admitting that I was wrong. Seriously. I don't mind saying.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
Before you continue, and I don't, you know what? It's weird because a lot of people don't listen to me. Hell, my own pastor come to me and, hey, Brother Chris, I need to tell you something. But my ultimate goal is I'm working on my master's degree right now at UTA, University of Texas, Arlington, in Poli Sci. And what I want to do is work in the city council and work on making education in South Dallas for better for black kids. I want to do it. I'm from Chicago, but I live in Dallas. I want to do it in a way that, in the same way, hell, we just had a whole class of black men graduate from high school, and every last one of them went to college.
Everyone.
I'm sure you know about it.
I did a story about it, which went un. Let me tell you what's sad about that story. It went damn near unnoticed by the black media.
You're a damn lie for the simple fact that I put it out there, bitch.
Yo, I know you put it out, but here's what I'm saying. We should have been making just as big a deal about that as we did about Red Tails and trying to get niggas to go watch Red Tails. We should have been making just as big a deal about that as we did about Nicki Minaj. We don't make a big deal about it, and it was a white media outlet that reported it first.
And that is true. And that is sad.
Because whenever it's black men that do something, nobody gives a crap. Not even black men.
No, black men give a crap. I give a crap.
I got to talk to you like I talk to the women. You know, I don't speak in absolutes. What I'm saying is, when I was in Houston, and when we were going to them barbershops and those shops and those places, and I was talking, you would be amazed at how. Now, my mom always says I have a presence, but I don't believe that I have a presence. I believe that I have a voice.
You definitely got a presence. Because if you didn't have a presence, we wouldn't be sitting here talking right now, and it wouldn't be 150 some motherfuckers in the chat room that. We have all become family because of you.
I think it's the truth. But I look at what I do is like this. You're a person who knows the Bible. I look at myself as a vessel. I believe that if I didn't do this work, the rocks would cry out and do the work for me. I'm just a vessel. I'm not important. The cause of, and I don't mind saying it, the cause is way more important than me. I'm just a person who is saying something that was told to say it that the people needed to hear.
You know what, Tommy? I'm going to say I don't believe that. You believe that the people needed to hear it.
That's the only reason why I do it. There was a voice that I've seen. And like I said, when I was in Houston, I was speaking. You cannot believe how many straight-up thugs would walk into that damn barbershop and stop and literally listen to everything I was saying.
Because you a man, bro. I mean, the way you talk, I mean, you got me on your side. I'm going to tell you that. And you got a lot of other black men and black women on your side, bro. What you doing is not for naught, if you want to put it like that. I mean, what you doing is totally, I won't say perfect, but it's damn near close. For us, it's black.
Well, I just look
women.
At it as it's a suicide mission. And I got to a point where I realized I'm on a suicide mission.
You know what?
I feel like my job. Let me give you an analogy. I feel like what I'm doing is what the soldiers did when they first on D-Day. When they stormed the beaches of Normandy, they knew they weren't going to make it the first wave.
We lost 17,000 of our American men that day.
Thank you. I love somebody that knows a little bit of, especially military history. You're damn right. And those men ran into that fight knowing they wouldn't run out.
But you know what they ran into that fight with, Tommy? They ran into that fight with the knowledge that if I die here, it's not for nothing.
Thank you.
And I want you to realize that if you don't already, I'm sure you do, you know.
Oh, let me tell you, I've come to the understanding that I'm going to get beat the hell out of, that I'm going to get ridiculed, and I'm going to end up being crucified.
Greatest man was beat up and crucified for what he believed.
I'm not going to see fame, riches, and all that shit. I know this. I'm okay with it, because there got to be people who see this nigga was willing to show his face, get beat down, have all his information released, have his family fuck with, just because he believed in the words he spoke. Maybe I should too. Maybe I should too. And if enough people start saying, maybe I should too, you know what? All these bitches can't fuck with all y'all. They can fuck with me. They can't fuck with all of y'all. And if black folks start learning that, and that's what they learned in the storming of the beaches in Normandy, they can't kill us all. White people don't mind having that thought process of they can't kill us all. Black people need to get to that damn process, that thought process of they can't kill us all. And we ain't got to go out and try to fight white people yet, because our main damn battle is within ourselves.
I don't think that we, as black men or black women, I don't think that we don't know that they can't kill us all. We kind of all know that.
We just don't want to die, though. We don't want to be the ones to die. If you've noticed, black people are proud to live to 90 years old and never leaving the ghetto.
We all die. Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that you never got nothing else in the world. It's one thing you know for sure, you're going to die.
I can tell y'all now, I'm afraid to die. I don't want to die.
None of us do. I don't want to die either. But it might happen tomorrow. It might happen 3 weeks from now. It might happen 60 years from now.
I keep thinking I'm going to be the only nigga that stay 37 years old for 37 years. Every time I look in the mirror, it'd be a new nigga in there. And then I realize, damn, this shit ain't working.
Tommy,
you ever looked in the mirror and said, that's not me? Who the fuck is that nigga there?
That's that nigga that put his fist up, his right fist up, and said, hey.
And I understand, but I understand that at a certain point in time, I don't like the way I grew up. I don't like how I felt. I don't like how I saw my black cousins. I don't saw how I saw how I saw my black stepdad. How I saw all these black men get punked.
Bro, I sent you a message on YouTube, and you responded back. It was some bulls. It was some shit. You know, it was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm this proper guy. And I had a bunch of my black female cousins try to get a female to like, have sex with me. Because then they figured it would make me a man and make me more black. No, I know, man.
Do you know that black women are the most... Black women, to me, are more sexual than black men. I've heard black women say exactly what you just said. I've heard them say they son needs some pussy. I've heard black women, think about the diss that every black woman gives me. Because they don't like what I'm saying. They say I'm gay, I need some pussy, I'm suffering from lack of pussy. When they was talking about Rihanna, no black man said she has no ass. It was a black woman that said this woman was without ass. So therefore, she's not sexy. These are black women talking. There's something mentally wrong with the disposition of black women.
And I'm going to tell you this. I love my black women. But I think it's the motherfucking perms and all that old other bullshit that black women, they get in their hair to show that they hate themselves. You know what I'm saying? They don't. Don't hate yourself. Stop getting fucking perms. Niggas like froze.
Somebody just put, and I looked in the chat room, and I know you saw it, where the woman wrote, I've seen more black women saying suck my dick than I've heard black men, and that is so true. That is the scariest shit when I hear these black women say suck my dick or somebody was giving them head. That bothers the shit out of me. You know, a nigga was giving me head, and I was like, what? They talk like men.
I mean, women get head. I mean, we both. You gave a woman head. I'm sure.
No, but I'm saying the wording is masculine. When you hear a white woman talk, she sounds like a woman. Do you hear how this porn chick spoke?
Like,
she's like, those are cock blockers. Dick is not a word you want to hear a woman say. Not in public. Dick is a harsh word.
Nah, I wouldn't say dick, but cock.
You don't think dick is a harsh word for a grown woman?
You know what? Cock is way harder than dick. I mean, I got hard words for women. Where some people be like, oh, she's a bitch. And then, you know, I'm not a bitch. That's a female dog, but everybody's used to that. She's a fucking cunt. C-U-N-T, cunt. And I think that's a harder word than bitch or ever be.
Wait. What about, because cunt would be tantamount to pussy. Which one's worse, a cunt or a pussy?
Pussy, if you call a man a pussy, then, it means something.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Wait a minute. So that's what I'm saying. But you got women, black women, who will call you a bitch, a grown man a bitch in a minute.
Now I call him a cunt in a second.
And you got to ask yourself, why are these women so willing to be caught, to be masculine in their speech? The only way we can change the behavior of any group of people is to first change the way that they see life. And a lot of times the way we see life is how we speak. You can't be a woman. I had to tell a woman that today. You can't ask to be treated like no lady when you cuss like a fucking sailor. I literally had a woman cussing and then talk about treating her like a woman. I was like, you gonna tone that damn cussing down, or I'm going to keep treating you like a bitch. Because that's how you talking. You talking like a fucking bitch and a man.
True.
It's just
when
like me. I would never ask somebody to treat me like a pastor when I cuss the way I do. My language is uncouth, and I would never pretend that it's not.
You know what? My pastor cussed, and I learned this a long time ago. Being a Catholic, words don't say what your heart means. What's in your heart is what's truly what God loves or God hears and what God knows.
I mean, I understand about wording, and you're right, and here's what I want to do. I want you to hold on a second. I want to get – I've enjoyed this conversation. I want to get a few more people in because people –
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
All right, that's what I'm talking about because people always talk about, you don't never let nobody else in, you know. You don't never – because I don't want
to
talk to you motherfuckers. I don't be wanting to talk to y'all motherfuckers. Y'all say stupid shit. Every time I turn around, a motherfucker say stupid shit. I don't know if I'm going to say your name right.
Aslam,
what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. We are talking about this idea that black women are saying white women are taking their man. So I want to know, if they are, then how did it happen? Can you explain?
Man, I look at it. Oh, first off, I want to say I'm a big fan of all your shows on YouTube. I watch them religiously, and I follow you on Twitter. And you keep the real shit going, you know what I'm saying? You spit nothing but real all day. I'm going to say that first of all.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, true indeed. But, yo, I love black women. Don't get it twisted. But just like you say, you know, something wrong with them. They, like, fucked up nowadays. And they really can't say you're trying to get with a white woman when they're trying to duplicate a white woman. You know, like you say, you know, with the term, the blue contact lenses, I mean, all that, you know. So it's real hard to say, you know. I mean, like, they are what I would call black, white women or whatever, you know. They don't know what the fuck they is. So, I mean, I don't get off into, like, ain't nobody taking me because it seems like, you know, I can't get no white women, it seems like, you know. Like, where I'm from, like, they're afraid of us. So I don't know what the deal is on that. But,
how about this? I mean, let me point something out to you, and then we'll keep talking about this. But I just want to say that a black woman named Ebony, her name is Ebony Williams. She just sent me Ebony Williams just sent me an article. Now, this is a black woman with a name like Ebony. She probably black as me.
Yeah, hope so.
Her name. She sent me this article and said, and this is what she wrote. She said, "Black women are at it again. So sad. The article I opened it while we were talking, it says Orlando mother accused of beating her 7-year-old son with a hammer.
Wow.
Says the boy was walking down the street limping, crying, and bloody, and the mother was chasing after him with the hammer.
Wow.
7.
Wow. Why in the world would she do that? I mean, you know, you ain't got to whoop him with no hammer, you know, to get the belt on his ass or something.
What the fuck can your child be doing at 7 that would make you have to get a hammer on him?
Man, that's sick. That's real sick.
That's bad when you got to run around the house, your mama behind you, and you yelling, please, hammer, don't hurt him.
Oh, wow. That's real fucked up. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know.
But this is what I mean. When people get upset with what I'm doing, I have to point out to black women how masculine they have become and how much of a joke they've become to the rest of the world.
Yo, I'm going to ask you this right here. I see a lot of this. What's up with these females with this lesbian and gay shit going on?
In Atlanta, it's huge.
I see a female fine as hell with a female who look like me. And she don't want to fuck with me. She don't want to fuck with me. She want to fuck with a female who look like me, who don't got no dick. And I be like, saying, I'm like, you know, why you want to fuck with somebody who got the same thing you got? And 9 times out of 10, she gonna put a strap on. So you deep down, you want a man.
Hey, let me say this, and I know it's gonna bother black women. Let me say this: the majority of black women, just from what I've seen, if you leave them to their vices and you don't let them shave their face and shit, they can grow hair just like a man on their face. Because every one of them dykes.
I see white women like that too now.
What I'm saying is every one of them dykes I've seen have like a full ass beard.
Yeah. I know some of them got chest hair too, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hell, I remember my grandmama then. When they get old, they have all kind of hair on their face.
Oh, man.
Say they don't. Talking about you want to kiss grandma? Hell no. I'd rather kiss granddad. At least I expect his beard.
Yeah. Hey, but on the real though, what's up with that though? I mean, why is it like that? I mean, what's up? You know, because that's, you know, I'm kind of fucked up behind that still to this day, and I see it all the time. See it all the time. And I'd be like, wow, why is this female with this female that looks like me?
And the chick will be fine that she with.
Yeah.
You'd be like, this manly looking woman just got a fine chick. And first off, it got to smell like Joe's Crab Shack in their house.
Oh, man. For real. Hey, it is. Hey, that's crazy. I see it all the time, though, man. And then, like, the hatred that the black women have for themselves, too.
But like, I got to ask you this part of it, though. A lot of women say the reason they're dating other women is because, well, black men are gay and black men are dating white women and black men are in jail, so they have to turn to each other. It's like, have you noticed every time a woman does something that you consider wrong, they got an excuse for it? Because, again, black women are supposed to be, like, the most religious people in the United States. They are. They did a poll. Black women are the most religious people on earth. Black women are religious at a rate of 85% of all black women that were polled.
That's a bunch of bullshit.
But that's what I'm saying. They're all saved like that. They all lead with, I love the Lord. But at the end of the day, they all got a bunch of kids out of wedlock, and half of them are dating other women, which are both big things that God said he don't want them to do.
I met this chick who was a preacher, told me I was going to church with her. I went to church all right with her, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I went to bed with her. And I'm like, she was like the biggest freak I ever met, man.
I'm telling you, one of the girls I used to date, one of the girls I used to date, we would do a threesome, and she'd get up in the morning while me and the other girl would stay at the house, and she would go teach Sunday school.
Wow.
She would go teach Sunday school and come back to the house and finish us off like motherfucking Mortal Kombat and shit.
Wow.
Now, I'm not complaining because I enjoyed the girl. But I never understood the hypocrisy.
Yeah. Where's she at?
The what? I had to do like Michael Jackson and leave her alone. Black women, I see why black women like rap music with all that hypocrisy.
Oh, yo, busted. I had took these females to the crib one day. This was about 6 months back. And I'm playing hip-hop like KRS-One, things of that nature in the car. And they took my shit out, and they put some old rap degenerate music in where he was talking about bitch sucking a dick and all this. And they was enjoying that shit. And they thought the shit I was listening to was garbage. And I'm like, what the fuck wrong with you black women? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I call you a queen, they have a problem with that. And this one black female actually told me, she was like, queen? You know, and this ain't no Shrek, nigga. What the fuck you talking about? I said, wow. For real, man. I'm serious. She was like, you know, this ain't no fucking Shrek. I'm like, Shrek? And then, you know, right there, that showed me, too, that your father must have never called you queen because you would be familiar with it. So, like, you so used to a man calling you a bitch and all that stuff. So, like, when a real man try to be a real man, call you a queen or princess, you think the shit weird. You know, and it's fucked up nowadays, though, man.
Well, see, that's what's funny, though. I don't like that moniker either. I don't like the moniker of queen. For a chick, like if a woman called me king, I'm like, nah, that's cute and everything, but I ain't shit. It can't be a bunch of damn kings. I say Martin Luther is a king.
True. You know what I mean by that, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just like a term of endearment. You know what I'm saying? To try to respect my sisters. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Man, now I won't call. I don't call a woman a queen, though. It bothers me. I'm like, because think about it. White women come from kings and queens, too. Why do we say that bullshit? Queen Elizabeth? I mean, they got a lot of queens.
True.
But they don't run around wanting that stupid moniker because they know if a bunch of people have this moniker, then it reduces what it means. It reduces its meaning.
True.
If every nigga had 12 inches of dick, would it be impressive to see a nigga with 12 inches of dick?
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's got
to be. If every bitch had a fat ass, it wouldn't be impressive to see a bitch with a fat ass.
True. Hey, I'm gonna ask. Oh man, you spoke about. Now, what's the? All right, a couple of things I want to ask you. What's up nowadays? A lot of black women don't have asses anymore.
I don't think that they don't have asses. Black women just got shitty shapes, and it's because of that stuff that's in the food.
Oh, yeah.
Because I look at my daughter's mother's shape, and she got a ridiculous damn shape. I was looking at her one day, and I kept saying, this motherfucker look like she just going to go and run and jump on a gazelle one day.
God damn.
Because she got straight up, I mean, her thighs look like she been pounding rocks and shit in the dust. Her ass is just big, and it's still tight. And then she got a small stomach. Her breast is a C cup, and they still sit up.
Wow.
And I just kept thinking, but it's because she don't eat that bullshit. She's straight out of the jungles of Guyana.
True. Ah, damn.
That's why I keep hoping my daughter have my shape.
God damn.
Because I don't want them problems that come along with that shit.
Wow.
Because I sit up there and I keep thinking, you know, black women used to be shaped like this on a constant basis.
Yeah.
One of the things I was going to do a video about, and the thing about this, remember there was a time when we looked at T-Bar's chili and Left Eye and thought they were sexy?
Yeah.
Do you remember T-Bar's chili and Left Eye didn't have big asses or big titties?
Oh, true indeed. True.
Do you remember how they were shaped?
Yeah, they were sagging their pants and shit like dudes. Like
they were athletic.
Yeah, true.
They were shaped like white women. They were in-shape women. White women are typically in-shape women. Now you got black women actually advocating this fat-ass shit, this get-a-fat-ass, this gain a bunch of weight just so your ass will look big. There was a girl on my damn Facebook page. There's several. But there was one who took a damn picture of herself in some spandex. Of course, she got a fat stomach. But she sat right there and said, my ass has finally come in. And, of course, all them thirsty-ass dudes with their Gatorade bottles and Pedialyte bottles thumbed up her damn picture. And I kept saying, so this bitch purposely got fat in order to have a big ass.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got these females who got big-ass titties and big stomachs that make them look flat chest. That shit ugly. That shit is ugly, man. I mean, if you haven't, man, I'll be, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it is what it is. I ain't going to say too much shit, but
Well, brother, this is one of the problems that we're having in the black community, is that we're having a problem being able to tell our women. Because I got to say this to y'all. Stop calling me and telling me what the fuck y'all think. Start telling some of these women. All these conversations y'all have when y'all call on the show, and I'm not talking about you personally, but I'm saying, like, the men will call and say all this shit and will get off this show and go right back to simping for women, go right back for being thirsty and thumbs up in ugly bitches' photos, making them feel like they look better than they actually do.
Yeah, I seen one chick on Facebook saying she was thick. She was pretty female, but I had to tell her, though. I said, you fat. You ain't thick. You know, but you are nice looking, though. You know, but you ain't thick, though. That's fucking fat. That shit crazy, man. They need to quit that shit, man.
I tell women like that all the time, too. They like, oh, I know you don't like a woman with my kind of shape. I'm like, look, bitch, yes, you are fat. You pretty, and I fuck you, but I'm not going to pretend you're not fat. You need a nigga that could tell you, yes, I'm fucking you, but I'm not fucking you because you fine. I'm fucking you because I'm a damn dog. I tell a woman that in a minute. Piss them off. I'm not fucking you because you marriage material. I'm fucking you because I damn near fuck anything. You got big old titties, and I like big titties. Big round asses in my face. It'll drive me insane-o. But that's it. But I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
And it needs to be more black men. Y'all listen to me and I enjoy it, but it needs to be more of y'all out in the world that's saying, no, that shit with you having all these kids ain't cute. I'm settling. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear more black men say, I'm settling to be with you. Tell a bitch.
Oh,
I wouldn't typically. They tell us that shit. A woman will tell us in a minute, I don't typically date men that ain't thugs, and y'all will still date that bitch after she said it.
True.
So tell her, I don't typically date bitches with three stomachs and two chins. I don't typically date women with bastard kids. You got lucky. I'm desperate. My dick is on sale this week. It's a blue light special for my dick. You caught it on sale. There needs to be niggas saying that. Hey, Aslam, do me a favor, man. Email me at tj@yourworldmyviews.com. We're going to send you out a free gift package, bro.
All right. I'm at work at the moment, man.
Well,
so, yeah,
remember the email address. Email it when you get somewhere. What you doing talking to me at work?
Aw, man, fuck them, man.
I'm going to leave you on hold so you can hear the rest of the show. Y'all, we're going to go to a break, and I'm going to come back and get to everybody's phone call. We're trying to find out if white women are taking black men, then how the hell are they doing it, and why the hell are the black men allowing themselves to be snagged up, snatched away by snowbirds? Y'all know who I am. Y'all know what the hell this is. Come on, pretend like you know. You know you know. Now you know. This is the world.
We'll be back faster than it takes Mel Gibson to ruin a marriage and a career. Your world, my views. Keep it locked.
Cash now. They have dolls, they'll help you too. short-term payments, but you need cash now.
Call J.D. Wexler, 877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW.
It's your money. Use it when you need it. Call J.D. Wexler.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Tommy Sotomayor. This is a message to the loyal following out there. You know and I know there's nothing better than a nice, well-dressed man in a suit. Now, with the budgets being as tight as they are, a lot of people cannot afford a nice suit. Well, that's untrue because my friends at CustomSuitShop.com have made the custom suit available and affordable for all price ranges and all budgets. That's right. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. They believe that they're witnessing the return of the elegant gentleman, and they are dressing up again. They want clothing that fits right and is comfortable and looks great and makes a value statement. That's what my man Louis Morgan of CustomSuitShop.com wants everyone to know. See, what they can do is they can come to your home, perform 20 key measurements, and then hook you up with a custom suit. You know people getting tired of wearing suits off the rack. Not saying there's nothing wrong with suits off the rack, but how would you like to have a custom suit made to fit you, the way your body contours, the way you move? That's what you can get at the Custom Suit Shop. Go to CustomSuitShop.com. There are three locations. They have one in Marietta at 1395 South Marietta Parkway, Building 100. One in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, South Towers. Then they have another one in Birmingham, Alabama. That's right. Three locations where you can get your custom suit made. So go to CustomSuitShop.com and make sure that you mention Tommy Sotomayor sent you. CustomSuitShop.com, where with prices like these, you can't afford not to look good. Just log on at CustomSuitShop.com. That's CustomSuitShop.com. And call at 404-869-3113 if you're in the Atlanta area. If you're in the Birmingham area, call at 205-541-9469. And if you're in the Charlotte area, call 704-552-3690. And tell them Your World My Views sent you.
I knew I needed to talk to somebody about money when I opened my design shop.
When Mom got sick,
my daughter is engaged already.
I felt sort of stuck.
I went to SunTrust.
I just wanted to talk to someone.
And they listened.
Helped me see options I didn't know I had.
Now I'm moving forward.
Now I can focus on what's really important.
I'm better off than I thought.
At SunTrust, we're here to help you find the answers you're looking for.
This is my baby girl.
That's why we start every conversation with, how can we help you?
And now, back to the show where truth is king and logic reigns supreme. Your world, my view. Your hope. Your hope. Mr. Tommy Sotomayor.
Thank you, everyone, and welcome back to the show. I'm the man who is too damn close to that camera. They need to pull that motherfucker back. You know what that's about? Motherfucker up in my face. I don't like that camera being up in my space like that. That's why I went on Facebook. Anyway, let me get to some of these phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, you know we're having a real good topic here. We want to stay on it. Let me bring in Derek, who's a first-time caller from the 347. That's up in New York. What up, Derek?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself, brother? First-time caller, right?
Yeah, first-time caller. I've been watching your show for like 2 months. I like it, you know?
Why, thank you. What took you so long to call?
I'm kind of nervous, so I've never been doing this before in my life.
So you committed a murder?
No, not for that. I never did this before. This is like the first time I'm kind of nervous.
I'm hearing what I want to hear. I was like, nigga, don't be telling me this. They're going to call me in the court.
No, I'm serious. I like your show, man. I like what you've been saying a lot, you know. Very, very good, you know.
Well, let me ask you this then. We're talking about tonight, about it's a serious subject. If black women feel like white women are taking their men.
Well, you know, I was dealing with this Asian girl for 10 years, you know. I never dealt with black women in my life, you know.
Ah, so you don't date black women?
No, I don't. I don't. I've been with my Asian girl. She's Japanese. So we've been together for 10 years.
Nice. Okay,
and
tell us why was it you went out to not date black women, or what is it, just happened that you don't date black women?
It just happened because when I was in college, you know, I was trying to talk to black women, but then they never gave me like the opportunity. You know, they always say I'm a cornball, everything. So they always want, like, a lot of people say they always want, like, the thug guys. So they would never look into me as, like, you know, hardcore or anything like that.
Well, how does that make you feel if you know, like, that you were doing things that you considered to be right, and the people were saying those things are turnoffs to you, are turnoffs to them?
It felt very sad. I was like, wait a minute, I'm in college, I'm trying to get my life together, you know, because I went to Queens College. And I was like, this, wait a minute, and that don't sound right. A while, you know, so it just felt kind of sad because I see what they're looking for. They're like, they never look for a guy that's like into the book or that want to have a future. They always want a guy that's like a thug or any type of whatever, you know, so... To my knowledge, I was just basically speaking to other female, like basically like I was like, you know, Asian, like when I was talking to the Asian girl, it was like more into me or Hispanic or Caucasian or Indian, any other different nationality. But I feel like it was giving me more play than a black woman. So beside that, I just said, you know what, let me just move on. I just give up on black woman, period.
Okay, well, and so it was basically by now you, I'm sure you heard somebody say, well, you can't judge us all on the actions of a few. What do you say to that when people say something like that?
Oh, I just ignore them, you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like whatever makes you happy, just go with it, you know? Like, sometimes when I be walking in the street with my girlfriend, you know, a lot of black women just give me the face. Like I heard some woman say, you traitor, with like,
wow, yeah, you got called a traitor.
Man. Yeah, they call me a traitor. You know, I just laugh at them.
Why do you think black women have such animus towards men who date outside of their race? As if like they own the guy.
Well, I guess they just want the guys to be lonely. Like they want them all for themselves. I feel like they don't want nobody to be happy. You know,
I've always said that black women want the first right of refusal. They don't want.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they don't want you. They just want to be able to tell you they don't want you.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, like I got a lot of friends. A lot of my friends, they don't deal with black guys. I mean, black women. I'm sorry, black woman. When John and they married, like I know one of my other best friends, he married to an Italian woman. She's Italian. And my other best friend, he married to a Cuban girl. She's, you know.
Yeah. I did a video today, and I don't know if you saw it, and I did a video about Derrick Rose. And, you know, he has a baby, and he was tweeting out pictures of his baby with his quote-unquote longtime girlfriend. And I just kept thinking, almost all of those black celebrities and athletes and entertainers, every time they sleep with a black chick, a baby comes out of it.
Well, all my friends, they had to wait till, like, you know, before they have kids. They got to get married before they have kids. And like I said, I've been dealing with my Asian girl. She's Japanese. We've been together for 10 years, and we engaged right now.
Do y'all have any kids?
No, we don't have no kids. I don't have no kids. I'm 34, and she's 32.
See, think about this. You was with the same chick for 10 years.
Yeah, for 10 years.
No baby.
No baby because, you know, like, we know what we want first because I'm from I got a mother and a father, so I grew up in that type of environment. You know, I'm Haitian. You know, so, and we just wait to have, like, before we get married, I'm like, I tell her, like, I don't want to have no kids at this moment. I want to get married. And we agree with the same thing. Right now, we engaged right now.
So she didn't pull no, I forgot to take the birth control pill. She didn't pull no, the shot didn't work. She didn't pull none of that crap on you, did she?
No, none of that. None of that. None of that. We just, like, she was in the birth control pill, and most of my time, I was using protection.
you know.
You better than me.
So right now,
when I want protection in the bed, I bring my gun.
Right now, you know, like, I'm happy. Like, you know, like, I'll be telling a lot of people, like, you know, whatever make you happy, like, if you're not happy with that person, just don't deal with that person. Because I know a lot of brothers be telling me, like, then why you got a cool female? Because it's funny, because when my friend be coming over, it's just like, she serves my friends, you know? It's like, she don't tell them to go in the kitchen and get anything. When I have company, she always, like, serves them, you know?
Now, I will say this. I got served like that by, you know, my black girl. I ain't got to do shit.
Yeah.
It's like, nigga, don't move. You want something to eat? You sit down. I'll get it. Bring it to me. Take the clock. So I can say that there are some black women like that. But I think it's an effort that they have to make to want to be like that. It's just like there are men who are gentlemen. But those men typically have to be that way. Or they have to make an effort to be that way, because we don't have enough of our people who were raised with these traditions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that.
We don't have enough little girl. Like my little girl, she's going to know how to do all kinds of shit in the house because she does it in the house and she sees her mother does it.
Yeah.
Her mother was the type of person who, if she didn't know how to do it, that bitch would figure it out just so I would have it. She would pretend that she knew how to cook something. No matter what it was, I would say I want to eat something. That motherfucker would go make it.
Yeah. And the thing about it, you know, we both work, you know. Like, we just, it's like 50-50 between us two. It's like, when I come home, she find food on the table. When I come home, I find food on the table. You know, that's how it is between us two. And the thing about us, you know, like, it's just like we bond with each other real good. It's just like it's no attitude, because I know a lot of, like, I got some friend that deal with a black woman. They always say, oh, my God, it's so stressful, you know. Not all of them. I'm not saying all black women are like that. Majority of them, they're all like that. They're like, it's stressful dealing with them, especially like the African-American woman. Some of them African-American women do have an attitude, and that's what they need to look at it out. Look at it.
Well, let me ask you one more question before I go to another caller. Why do you think that so many people keep saying that they have an attitude, but they won't acknowledge that the attitude might be a problem? Why?
I don't know. Like, they have, it is a problem towards them, you know. But I guess it's like people say, majority of them, they're raised by a single mom. And they never have a father or a man around them. So they're like,
Always
like me. It was like you know, I never see, like, to be honest with you, I never see a happy black woman in my life. Like, you know, like sometimes when I say good morning to them, like I work with some of them, I mean, hey, good morning, how you doing? They always give me like the screw face, like I did something to them. You know, I'm like, whoa.
That's true. Hey, do me a favor, man. Email me at tj@yourworldmyviews.com. We're gonna send you out a free a gift package for the show. I wanna make sure you put on one of the Your World, My View shirts, man.
Sure, no problem, man.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Stay on the line. Keep listening. You know we bring people back periodically. And for all the people, if I don't give you a shirt, go to yourworldmyviews.com or go to TommySotomayor.com, go to YWMV.net, go to yourworldmyviews.net, go to YWMV.co. Go to all that shit. Click on the store and buy a shirt for a nigga. If you can't make a donation, buy a shirt. Buy a shirt, nigga. Bring in McBeam. You know what? I'm going to bring in McBeam in a second, but I want to bring in a woman. I'll bring in some women to get their opinion first, and then I'll bring in McBeam and get some of these guys' opinion. My girl Ashley's on the line, too. I got to get to her. Let me go to Ebony.
Hi.
Hey, Ebony. What's happening?
I'm okay. I'm calling from the UK.
I love it. I love it. You know, I love you guys' accents. Like, I want to get me a black woman from the UK. I'd love to have one of those. Seriously.
Really? Okay.
Yes, and I want you to say wubba wubba for me. And
oh,
I want you to
God.
And I want you to say, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
I love that. Love that. Oh, I was 2 seconds away from an orgasm if you had said it a little slower.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I got to change my underwear.
You
you're calling. I know it's early there, so I'm glad that you are checking me out, so thank you.
Yeah, I've kind of checked you out before, but sometimes I don't get a chance to call in. But I thought, let me call in. It's a hot topic. I need to, you know, have a say in the conversation. But I have a Blog Talk show as well. I don't know if you've seen my show. But,
no, tell us what it is so I can check it out.
Yeah, it's called Ebony's Real Talks, and it's on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern time.
So it's a good time. We can catch it.
Yeah, catch it out, catch it. And I also have one on Thursday, which I share with Steve the Dean Williams. We do it. He's from Texas, so we got to, like, cross the pond kind of conversation that goes out at 3 p.m. Eastern time. So that's called Marriage Endgame. But it's on the same channel, Ebony's Real Talk. So, yeah, go check me out.
All right, well, you need to email me. I might work with y'all and put y'all on to the website so y'all can get more exposure.
Okay, that'd be nice.
How about that? That's how I like to work with black folks. But so let me ask you, what are your thoughts on this topic? Because I know you guys across the pond might be a little bit different.
Well, in the UK, let me tell you, there's something like a million. We're approaching a million mixed race people in the UK. So, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I'd say merging of cultures here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have that conversation about black women and black men and how we feel about each other. But you know what? I think essentially it's how we feel about ourselves. Because, you know, when someone says, when a guy says, I can't connect with my black sister or she's angry or you know, I just like, okay. But, you know, I hear that story about, oh, you know, we come from single parents and whatever. Most black women back in the UK, we have two parents too, okay? So the anger is not, you know, fostered by single parenthood, okay? Because, you know, people also put down the attitude of black men, young black men, to single parenthood, right? You know, mm-hmm. Attitude is attitude. It comes whether you've got two parents or you've got flipping one, okay? You know, the attitude may come from our experience. You know, the fact that sometimes it's so hard economically and...
Talk about that. I'm glad you went there. I'm so glad you went there. You said the experiences. Because I was talking today with my producer and I said, because she and I are both dark-skinned, I said, the reason why we're louder... It's because we spend our whole lives trying to get noticed.
That's right. When you're fighting hard to put your head above the water and, you know, those people who are a little bit lighter, you know, it's easier. You will see that with your own president and first lady, okay?
Yep.
The president is a lighter skinned, and whether you like it or not, he is more acceptable than Michelle.
And if you notice that they view him as less threatening than her. They view his wife more threatening than him.
Yeah, they do. And you know, she is brighter than him. She is actually, you know, a stronger, smarter. If you ever hear her speeches, she's a smart. She is smart, okay? Yet she never gets the recognition, and she will never get the recognition that her husband gets. Okay.
Yeah, well, wait. This is where you and I are going to disagree. You said she'll never get the recognition that
I don't mean that she needs to be recognized more than the president, because he is the president, okay?
I was about to say, because, see, that's where black men have a problem with black women. That's like Michael Jordan's wife talking about some, y'all talk about him more than me. You're like, wait a minute, I'm Michael Jordan.
No. He's the president. He gets the first recognition as the president. But in terms of acceptance, right, you will never hear people equally, right, recognizing their talents and their gifts. It's always going to be there's something about her as a black woman that comes first.
Well, let me ask you this, though.
Yeah.
What do you know about the last president's wife, Laura Bush? What do you know about his wife?
Nothing. I don't know who she is. I have no idea.
Well, okay, right. So what do you know about George Bush, the first wife, other than that fact that his wife was ugly and she looked old?
Nothing.
Right. Nothing. What do you know about, even though Bill Clinton's wife is very accomplished?
Yeah, but then, you know.
You still know Bill Clinton more than you know Hillary. Hillary's an afterthought.
Yeah, but I think Hillary still, I mean, we were talking about it.
People look at Hillary as a bitch. Nobody recognizes how smart she is or how much she works. They call her a bitch.
They do. They do. But with Michelle, it's always the color first. She is a black woman that is threatening. That's the first thing that people talk about. She's a black woman that, you know, although she's bodily fit, right? She looks in great shape. Oh, you know, she looks too masculine. You know, those arms look too strong. You know, her legs look too strong. You know, her body. You hear all sorts of shit here about Michelle that is nothing to do with the fact that she's a great wife and she's a great mother. And
well, I mean, you got, but they said Barbara Bush was ugly and she was a great mother and a great wife. They never said any of that. They just kept saying she's fucking old.
Well, maybe she was. Maybe I don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe she was. But you know what stands out for me is that, you know, what I like about yesterday's, you know, victory or the day, was it the day before? Yes, the day before victory, right? The fact that Obama won this time. I liked his acknowledgement of his wife as a black woman, recognizing, you know, the fact that, you know, her love for him, you know, I like that it was public. He made it public because, you know what, sometimes as black women, we don't hear that enough from our spouse.
But wait a minute. But black women always get credit for something. Seriously. Black women are like attention starved.
Well,
you don't think, wait a minute, you don't think black women are attention starved when the president's got to run out? I mean, you don't hear white women saying, man, it's just a great thing that this white man acknowledged his wife after he won the MVP. Or it's a great thing that this guy acknowledged his mama. But these black women always need the acknowledgement.
Maybe it is, but I also saw a lot of Twitters, right, yesterday, where black men were acknowledging the fact that a black president, okay, acknowledged his wife. Okay, so it's not just an issue for women. It's the fact
that those men are simps.
Okay.
Well, let me explain to you. Seriously, we know black men aren't stupid. We know what it takes to get what we think is important, which is pussy. We think pussy is important. So most black men speak like black women when they are trying to get pussy. Hold a conversation with a black man that wants to sleep with you. Everything he says is intelligent, smart, and he just loves women and God.
Okay, but if we were to say, if as a generalization, that's where all black men are, I don't know if I want to put you all there. I would want to say that you guys.
Well, I didn't say all. I never say all. But
all
I'm
right.
just saying
okay.
black men.
I would say maybe there are numbers of black men who are there, and also that depends on age. That depends on where you are in your life right now. Okay. But there are a lot of black men who are not necessarily, depend on their age and their experience, not necessarily in that space that you're talking about, you know, when we're talking about that kind of conversation. Because it was people acknowledging, you know, what the president has done, the struggles he'd had. And
well,
remember
think about how weird that is. Wait a minute. I want to ask you something. And first off, I want to tell you, I never really say all. I always say some like that because my dad was in the military, so I speak in general.
Okay, good.
Anyway, my point is, you guys are across the pond.
Yeah.
Why were you so happy that a man in another country got to the top of a place that doesn't affect you?
All right. Why were we so happy? Because of exactly what you said a few, you know, minutes ago. When your skin is dark and you're struggling all the time to be acknowledged, recognized, then actually, you know, he may not be as, you know, he may be a lot lighter than my skin, but to see him in my lifetime, okay, make it to president and make it to a second term, to me is the biggest thing that can happen for me as a black person, okay? And he doesn't have to be my country. He's in the richest country economically in the world, okay? You know, you guys have a big slump and all the rest of it, but compared to Africa and other parts of the world, you know, America is the richest economically, okay? So to see a black man, be, you know, at the top of the free world, Okay, listen, come on. That's the biggest thing that could ever happen.
If I see a man my color from my neighborhood, then yes, I'd feel some pride. Other than that, and I'm in America, I don't feel pride that Barack Obama's president. Because like you just explained, here's what I don't understand.
Right.
You just explained that this man gets treated better and given a chance because he's lighter skinned. So how the fuck would that help me?
Well, it's still, do you know what, it's still a big step from where we were.
No, I want to know, how does it help me?
Right, hold on. It helps you because aspirationally and also in the sense that you look, well, it's like when you have, in this country, let me say in the UK, in going back to the 70s, because I'm probably a bit older than you, right, going back to the 70s, the 80s, we never had any black representation in Parliament. We had no black MPs, what you might call senators or whatever. We had none of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the 80s, for the first time, we got four black, two women, two men who became MPs in one party, all right? And for that change alone, it was so significant for blacks in the UK because for the first time, we had role models. We had people, whether they were light or dark. In fact, one was Asian, very dark Asian. The other three were Caribbean, black Caribbean. One's dead now. But that was so significant for me as a young black person growing up because I could see that in the power, in the echelons of power, that I could see someone who looked like me, right? I could say, okay, you know, we're not just cleaners, you know, people who work in, you know, in school, you know, in basic industries, we can actually be in a powerful position where we have a chance to make decisions that will affect our own lives. Okay, that's the importance of Barack. It's not you.
Look,
guys,
but let me say this: it seems like Oprah. It seems like Oprah would be more impressive for black women than Barack Obama would be.
Well, Oprah is still. You know what? They're all part of the same chain. It's, one is not more important than the other. The fact that my child can look across the pond and see a black man, whether you guys, you know, I'm talking about lighter skin in the sense that, you know, acceptance of by white. But the fact is my child in the UK can look across the pond and see someone with black skin. You guys can debate about the shades, but, you know, with black skin, because that's how I recognize it, because he's non-white, okay, in a powerful position, the most powerful position in that country. Now, aspirationally, for my black child growing up, he can say, well, one day I can do that. Okay, one day there is a possibility that I can break through and I can achieve the highest position in our world, okay, because someone else did it. That's what's important. You know, the politics of whether that person is a great person, whether that person is doing what he should be doing for African Americans, that's another story. There are so many reasons why he may not do what you guys want him to do because he's not in control of everything. You have a Senate that actually controls what really happens, but he's a figurehead. And that is what I like about it. And that's what we all were so proud of when you guys had him elected him and re-elected him here for us. Black people in the street here were celebrating. We were celebrating. We didn't care about whether he's, you know, the best thing since sliced bread, whether he's going to change the world economically or whatever, because a lot of that is not in his control. What we like is a figurehead. So my child can say in his lifetime, I got, you know, there's a black man that I've seen, you know, at the top, and there's a black.
So let me ask you this then.
And not only is there a black man up there, there's a black family in the White House. Shit, that's a big thing. You guys just don't recognize it, but we do. Because in the White House, it's always been white. There has been, you know, there has been a black, is it Roosevelt? One of them, they said, who had black blood in him. But the truth is, in my lifetime, I've never seen a black family in the White House. That's the first.
Okay.
So, you know, we overlook it when it happens because now it's happened. We're like, let's take it, oh, it's not a big deal. Let's start arguing about whether he's really black or not. There is a black family there, okay? That's the most important thing. And you guys should recognize it and respect it because for my children, it's going to be the greatest role model they will ever have.
Well, you know who's going to be my daughter's greatest role model? Me.
Oh, well, yeah. But outside of you, there are going to be other people that are going to look around the world.
I think the problem is that we have, I think, but then let me tell you the problem with that, though. That's why white people ascend to greater than we do, because they're all white. Black people are always looking for something outside of themselves to validate themselves.
Well, I don't know if it's really looking to validate.
Wait. Who did Barack Obama have to look up to become president?
He's African. He looked up to his Kenyan grandmother. His mother was also a white woman. His father was a black man. He may not, but he had people in his life. Okay.
Who did he look up to that was a president?
Well, there were. Remember, we have black presidents in the African world. You know. Hey.
Okay, so wait a minute. So if he ascended by looking at black people there, why is it that they're not getting the credit? Why is it that Barack Obama's getting all the credit when you said that he looked up to those people?
Because economically, right, those people are presidents in their countries. But economically, America is the strongest nation.
But that's all I'm saying is, he found it in places that weren't the rich, like you said, in the United States. My thing is, and this is why he did, let me tell you, and this is going to bother you. This is why he was able to, let me say this. This is why he was able to ascend, and no black son of anybody in America has done it, of a black woman, because he was raised by a white woman. Because a white woman didn't instill in his damn head that he's got to look for something else. She instilled in him to do something that's never been done, not do something that you've seen be done. That's the problem with black folks. We only want to do what we've seen be done. That's why everybody is a dope dealer in the hood. Wait. That's why everybody's a dope dealer in the hood, because they've seen another nigga sell dope. Everything we do is something we've seen another nigga do. That's why everybody got a show on Blog Talk Radio, because they saw another nigga do it. It ain't their passion. They didn't go to school to do it. They just saw another nigga do it. It looks successful, therefore we'll do it. We don't have any trailblazers. The only black trailblazers are in Portland.
I agree. But I believe that we still have trailblazers as well in the past who trailblazed. You had people like Martin Luther King. You had people like Malcolm X. You had our civil rights people who trailblazed. You had people during slavery who broke out and decided that they would change the world. And they did our world, that world then. And, you know, it's not too late for us to blaze our own trails. And I wouldn't say that, you know, he didn't have, although he had his mother, he had a lot of black people around him. It also helped him to trail the blaze that he did. So let's not undermine the people who were of black skin, who were part of his heritage. Because when you read his book, they were very significant to him. Okay? So I agree with you, but I don't totally agree with you. That's not the whole story. And I'm saying the whole story has not even been written yet for our children. Okay, and it's for us to instill in them that they can be visionaries and they can trail a blaze. But you know what? All visionaries have inspiration. And inspiration may come from Oprah, may come from Obama, but we need those people around us too, okay? They, you know, no one just wakes up. Any visionary doesn't just wake up with an idea. Very often they feed, you know, you look at all the dissertations that are written and the great books. People feed off the ideas of others too. There's nothing wrong in being inspired by whatever you see around you and then creating something new out of that. So that happens too. So
but I'm saying we don't do it very often, though.
But we want to encourage it. So what I'm saying is I love your show, right? I love that we talk about the negatives that are happening in our own community. But my thing with my show, and I talk about the negatives too. Last night I talked about handle your own business, and X is an X. You know, those are things that we need to recognize and deal with. But also we need to be encouraging ourselves to get past some of the negative debate about ourselves. What about having some conversations about how we can just find a means to love each other more? As black women and black men,
I have those conversations on my show. My show and I tell people all the time: if you go to my Facebook or you go to my Twitter or you go to my YouTube, Those are 10 at long 15 minutes of things. So I'm going to talk about things that shake the soul and stir the spirit. I'm not going to talk about something that soothes your back and make you feel good. When you come to my show, we can have those conversations. I have shows about how to keep people together. I have shows about education. I have shows about raising kids. And you know what happens when I do those shows? Those be the least damn viewed and listened to shows I have.
You know why? You know why? Because we like to feed into that's the world we live in. We want to feed into the negatives. We want to encourage more of the same shit that we had before, more hate of each other. Well, you know what? I want to also see us. I hear the debate, and I also recognize that we've got to recognize ourselves and our weaknesses, but also let's celebrate what's good about us. And you know, I got some people at work who said to me, I don't know if I should be celebrating too loud about Obama coming back because he could be worse than some of those white presidents who get a second term. I said, look.
Well, he has been. That's what I don't understand. Honestly, he has been. We're celebrating the fact that it's a black guy, but that's like saying I'm celebrating the fact that I used to get molested by a white dude. Now I'm getting molested by a black dude. So I feel a lot better.
Well, we'll put it this way. Well, your president was handed a bad deal anyway. From Bush, he was the worst president ever, okay? And for those of us, and you wonder why we're interested.
But what makes you say Bush was the worst president ever?
Oh, my God. Come on.
No. Wait. Hold on. Stop for a second.
He was a warmonger.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Right,
you see what I just asked you very calmly? I said, what makes you think this? And your answer was, oh, my God.
Yeah, my reason why I say, oh, my God, is because in the UK, when we watched you guys elect Bush, we were like, people in this country were in fear. You know why? Because, number one, first thing, as a representation of your country, whether he's doing a great job at home or not for you guys, let me tell you how we saw him, right? He could not even string a sentence together. The guy was not even literate, number one, okay? He was not even literate. And tell me he was. Because you know what, I could pull out a million speeches where he couldn't remember people's names. He didn't know where he was.
Well, that has nothing to do with literacy.
I don't know if he was drinking or what, but he made America look like idiots. Because
I know, but that wasn't. That has nothing to do with literacy. Wait. That has nothing to do with literacy. And if that's the way you're judging him, then you'd understand why I'm judging. Wait. Understand why I'm judging the majority of black women like that. Because if you think George Bush was illiterate by the way he spoke and how he spoke in public, well, look at how the black women in America are doing.
Oh, listen, I'm not running away from what is, and the truth is the truth, okay? So if we're behaving like that, that's what we're doing. It is what it is. It's on record. It is what it is. He came to this country, like, I would say quite a few times because he was friends with our president and with our prime minister. He always is. Whoever is the leader of your country has to work with our country, right? And let me tell you, this is the guy who came over here and he would be dropping names. He would be, I don't know. I never felt safe.
But Tony Blair loved him.
And because this is how it works. And look at politics, and you've got to understand it. Anything that Americans do in terms of whoever you elect, we have to work with. And I tell you this, you may not see your president in the same way that we do. We do because whatever you do, we co-sign. He went into Iraq, we had to co-sign it. Although we didn't agree with it, and the majority of people in this country to this day, that's the reason why we never reelected Tony Blair, was because he agreed with something that we never agreed with, okay? He said there were weapons of mass destruction. He lied, okay?
Barack Obama said he closed down Gitmo. He lied. Barack Obama said we would get out of wars. He went into two more. He lied. No. We can't act like these things didn't exist. Barack Obama said he would cut the deficit in the first 4 years. He lied.
Well, then you've got to look in to why did that happen.
I know. Hold on. You weren't doing that with Bush. You weren't saying, let's look into why it happened. You just said it was a lie.
No, I said I looked into, you know how many, okay, let me tell you, it's written in the history books, so I don't need to say anything. You just need to go look in the history books, what was written about the Iraq War, and the fact that it was the biggest like the highest number of people ever in the world that came out against that war and disagreement. And the reason...
Wait. There was never a poll done, but you just said something that's not true. There have never been a poll for wars in the past. They don't have no poll saying who disagrees, and then they got the percentages to add together to see which one was most disputed.
Now you're showing your lack of knowledge, because I just finished with my daughter, who's 18, writing her last essay on the Iraq War. And let me tell you, it's all documented online, okay? Exactly. And
there is no poll that said how unpopular is this war based upon past wars. There is no war. If there's a poll that shows that, please send it to me.
Hold on. That's not what I said. I said...
You said this was the most unpopular war in the history of war. You did just say it.
Right. Hold on. Why did I say that? I said because it had the highest number of people who were against it around the world. And the reason... And how do we know that?
That's what I just said.
Let me tell you how we know, because it is written in the Guinness Book of Records. And let me tell you this, because I just finished writing the essay with my daughter. That's what you do when you help homework. In the Guinness Book of Records, it has the largest number of people who actually protested. It had the highest number of protests around the world for any war, okay, in our lifetime. And you go check it out and tell me if I'm lying, okay? I just finished reading it. It's in the Guinness Book of Records, okay? And the reason why so many people protested against the Iraq War was because it was based primarily, most people's belief was, it was based on a lie. And the reason why we believe it was based on a lie is because to this day, no weapons of mass destruction have been found.
He admitted that there were none. Bush admitted that there were none.
Okay. So why would you take two countries to war, okay?
Wait a minute. We entered World War II on a lie. We killed our own president in 1963. To act like this is the one instance that was a lie when we got American citizens.
I'm not saying it isn't. I'm just saying, and we diverting from your subject tonight.
We went into Vietnam and had no intentions of winning Vietnam.
Okay.
At all.
Okay. So
there were more American soldiers killed in Vietnam than in all wars combined.
All right. So what is Barack doing? Based on what you just said and based on what Bush did, what is Barack doing much worse than anybody else?
Oh, but wait a minute. That's all I was going at. You're now to my side.
I'm saying he's not doing anything.
Wait a minute. I'm glad that he got elected. I'm not going to run around and act like this man is doing just a fantastic job and everybody before him sucks. That's a lie.
I just said I didn't like your president before, because as far as I was concerned, right, he was a liability. I was worried.
If Barack Obama was a white man, nobody would be cheering for him right now.
I don't think so. I think he has had, in this last, your last election, from where we are, he had more people. In fact, we from here, we thought he wasn't going to be reelected, based on the press that was coming out of CNN, Fox News.
And why do you think he almost had a chance of not being reelected? What do you think happened?
Well, I think in looking at the poll of who voted for him, he got the young vote. He got the most diverse vote. He got than Romney. Romney's vote was really a white vote, primarily a white vote. That's the stats. That's what we see.
No,
now.
But I'm saying, why do you think he did worse in this election than the last one? If he's done such a good job, why did he do worse in this election?
Because every president who's done and check it for yourself. Every president who runs a second term, how many do better in the first second term than the first?
No, I agree with you on that.
No, even our prime ministers, anybody who's reelected in the UK
So by that logic, George Bush must have been doing a pretty good job if he got voted in the second time.
No, you guys were just twisted. I don't know.
How you make excuses for the same. You will use a stat, then I will throw the stat back at you. Then you'll make an excuse that is purely emotional.
I'm playing with you, but I'm telling you that George Bush, the son, George Bush, is someone I just think, I don't know how he got elected. I believe he was elected more because Republicans, okay, he's got a big, whatever, however you work out, I don't understand your politics totally. But all
you got a big penis? Because you can win an election with one of them.
All I can say is he was a figurehead for someone, but in person and what he brought and the way that he represented your country, all I can say is he was a laughing stock to a lot of us, a lot of people in the world. And when he came here, no one took him seriously. In fact, the press, I tell you, we just used to find him funny. The reason being that the guy would come and give speeches like he had someone who was drinking. Like,
nobody took Jimmy Carter seriously. When Jimmy Carter was president, nobody took him serious. He's a peanut farmer.
What the hell? Like, okay, so what it tells me is that almost if you're white and you can get the support of Americans will vote you for you irrespective, okay? But if you're a black man, you have so much more to prove to everybody in order to be elected and re-elected.
Wait a minute, but let me tell you, that's not true, because Barack Obama didn't prove anything. He didn't even own. He wasn't even a major player in his state when he became the Democratic nominee in the first time. George Bush was at least governor of his state. He actually ran a state. Barack Obama didn't run a state. When's the last president you know that got elected that did not run his state?
Well, maybe.
Answer the question.
All right.
Answer the question.
Okay. He didn't run a state. Okay, so then that tells
you. Just said that he had to do more than a white man. He did less than the white men.
Well, maybe then that tells you, okay. Maybe he did less than he didn't run
a state. Do you understand what you're doing? Every time you get caught, you explain it away. You say something, I hit you with a fact. You explain it away.
You with another fact, okay? He didn't run a state. But when did you last have anybody apart from, I think it was, what's his name? The one who what's a black guy that came close before to getting a Democratic nomination?
You talking about Jesse Jackson?
Right, okay. Apart from Jesse Jackson, right?
He won a state.
He won a state, okay. So apart from Jesse Jackson, right, who ran as a black-skinned person who tried to I think, what was he running for? He wasn't even running for president. He was running.
He ran for president one time. I think he won like a percentage in one state. But here's the point I'm trying to make to you, and this is what I'm – there got to be a point that if black people – we do have to – we're doing like a Democratic and Republican debate right now. Like,
okay.
Like, what you and I are doing is, like, we'll get to a point. I'm accepting your facts. When you say it's a fact, if I say something wrong, I accept it might have been wrong. But you just said this black man had to go through more to become president than anybody else. And he had to have better qualifications. I just pointed out to you that his qualifications are worse than anyone else. And you didn't acknowledge that maybe that's true.
Well, I'm going to acknowledge that maybe that's true on the basis that he didn't win a state. Okay, but I'm saying in terms of looking at the journey he went on, I'm looking at the journey from our point. Maybe you.
What was his journey? He came from nowhere. Nobody even knew who he was.
No one knew who he was. But the point is, he had to get the popular vote. He had to go around and get people to agree that.
From what you just said, it wasn't hard to do. If our president sucked so much before, then anybody could have gotten it.
But did you believe that he would? Okay, he came from nowhere.
You won't even acknowledge that. You said that our president was. You said he was the most unpopular in history with what he did. So by logic, anyone would have won.
Well, I don't know because
Barack Obama could not have run with those credentials against a successful presidency. He couldn't. It's just like me. I fucked a lot of women. Some of them I fucked because their last boyfriend was shitty. I'm just telling the truth. I would have never got that pussy had she not been hurt the way she had been hurt when I met her at the motherfucking Lennox.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why do you think people voted for him then over Romney this time?
Because Romney was a daggum Mormon and I don't trust him.
Oh, okay. Just because he was a Mormon?
Yes, because Mormons don't like niggas. Mormons don't like nobody. If you break it down, you know how they jumped on Barack Obama about Jeremiah Wright? I don't know how the media didn't jump on him about being a Mormon.
Okay.
That's some bullshit. That Mormon religion, it's just some straight up bullshit. Now, let me say this, though. I believe Mitt Romney would have made a better presidency, that a better president. That's why the numbers were so close. Because if he had been somewhere, somebody other than Mitt Romney, he would have won.
Right. Okay. So
if he'd have been somebody else, sometimes we don't win because we're the best. Sometimes we win because we playing the worst.
But no, but he was rich. Okay, he's a very successful.
Oh, he's still rich.
Yeah, he's a very successful businessman, right? He's got a lot of experience. Why didn't you guys bring him in? You know, because Obama's not doing a good job. That's what he said.
Wait a minute. I just told you why.
Why? Just because of the religion? I don't believe that.
Well, let me point something out to you since you like statistics.
Go.
Most of the time, in the United States policy, most of the time, the incumbent wins.
Yeah.
You go
but
look that
why?
Up. Most of the time, the incumbent wins. It's the same reason why, even though my girl flirting with another nigga online, I can get her to stay with me instead of leaving me to go with him. Because one is the known. The other is the unknown.
Unknown. Okay.
That's psychology 101, baby.
Okay. So so let me ask you the next question then. So when Obama first came in, why did they pick him over as an unknown against a known?
Who was the known? The known was an old man that was 90 years old. I'm telling you. You ever heard the saying in boxing, styles makes fights?
Yeah. Yeah.
Barack Obama had all of the stars aligned. When's the last time you seen another nigga go up against a 90-year-old president that's got a dumbass bitch as his running mate? Think about it. He had no choice but to win. They would have voted for me. They would have voted. Listen, think about it. Literally, that's like me getting in. That's like me being happy that I got Halle Berry to fuck me when the person that was going up against me was like this old man with one leg and $20 to his name.
Okay.
That's not impressive. It is not impressive that Barack Obama beat an old man and a tart. Now, I know you like that word.
You're not.
I figured you liked that word. That's why I said it. That's who he beat.
Funny. Okay. All right. And this time he beat a guy that was even bigger competition. Okay.
Exactly. Let me tell you, if Mitt Romney was not Mitt Romney. if you put Mitt Romney same credentials on a Christian white man instead of a damn crazy ass Mormon. it was Republicans that wasn't feeling this dude. Seriously.
The Republicans voted for him. He had a big vote.
They had to, because he was the only one that was left electable. They wanted Rick Perry. Rick Perry fucked up. Every time they wanted somebody, they kept fucking up. Don't you understand that Mitt Romney ran? Listen to this. This ought to tell you how bad Mitt was. Mitt lost to John McCain 4 years ago.
Okay.
Think about it. You lost to an old man.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you guys have made your choice. So you got to stick behind your man now.
No, I'm sticking behind him.
Yeah.
Not like Jerry Sandusky or nothing, but I'm sticking behind him.
Yeah, because you guys have made your choice, right?
Right. And this was fun. This was really fun. We got into a topic of conversation that I didn't think I was going to get into, but I love this. Do me a favor. You got to send me an email. Send me an email at tj@yourworldmyviews.com. Let's see if we can get you guys set up.
I'll send you an email, and maybe we want to do a show together. I think it'd be fun.
Cool. Well, let's get it set up, girl. I like the fact that you did a great job of verbally sparring with me. I kicked your ass, but you took it in stride.
You tried to kick my ass, okay?
I beat you down. It looked like Chris Brown versus Rihanna Part 2. It looked like the RTA bus driver. Oh, you get...
Listen, before I go, let me say on your subject, okay? I think it's good that we make choices where we can look at other races or we can look at ourselves. But I think we should never underestimate or undermine, okay, the beauty and the fact that we should love ourselves, I think, is what should be most important. I don't think
when
that
y'all stop when y'all stop getting perms and weaves and wearing blue contacts, then I'll start loving black women more. Can we make that deal?
I think that's a good deal to make. And I think there is a big, I mean, here now, it is very fashionable to be natural. And women are going down that route in a big way. In fact, I think the Indian shops are losing a lot of money because women are now going natural, cutting their hair and doing the natural thing. But you know what, for me...
Let me say this to you, though. But don't you understand how sad that shit is? You never hear white people saying, I'm finally going natural, I'm falling in love with my own hair?
Well, look at our history. Look at who we are. Whether people say we want to use it as an excuse or not, we've spent a long time hating on ourselves. And that has been encouraged from outside. It's also inside.
But that lets you know how weak we are. That's why. But now you're explaining why I don't accept mixed people as black. I refuse. I don't have a problem with the president. I'll call him the president of color, the first ethnic president. He's not the first black president when he was raised by a white woman. That doesn't make sense. Because if black women keep saying, and I'm just going to tell you this, and I hope you understand, if y'all keep saying that a white woman can raise a successful black man, then don't get mad when a black man dates a white woman, because we know our kids are going to be called black.
I hear that.
By that logic, you cannot get mad when a black man doesn't want you, because he knows he can continue his seed through this white woman. And no other culture believes that its seed can be extended through a woman from another race. No other group believes that but us.
But you know your constitution, okay? Your American constitution, right, was built on the fact that, you know, the way that they explain who is black and who is white. Do you know, have you looked at that definition? Anybody who had even an ounce of black blood in them was regarded as non-white, okay?
Right, and also white people viewed us as one-eighth of a person? Would you like to go back
like
to that too?
Person? Right.
White people always believed us as second-class citizens. Would you like to go back to that too? And we're going to go by what white people thought of us, so let's go with it. That's what you just said.
I'm not saying that that's what we should own, but I'm saying if
but you're
if you
owning
don't
it.
Own, but hold on. I haven't finished what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm not saying own that. I'm saying that's how we were perceived, okay? So I'm saying those people like Barack, okay? Who were made half with the mixture of black blood and white blood, or white seed and black seed, okay? Who should claim them? That's my question to you.
They should be called mixed. We don't want them.
Oh, okay. So should they go? Do you want the white?
They need to start their own community, just like how the Jews started their own state. The Jews didn't try to be in Germany and stay there, did they?
Okay, but they
all started that. Wait. Am I wrong? They started their own state, didn't they?
Yeah.
When Russia broke up, did all those little countries try to invade somebody else, or did they start their own?
So are you claiming? So Barack's now married a black woman, okay? And his children are now. What would you say about his children?
They need to cut that mixing out. That's what they need to do. But
hold on. What would you call his children?
I'm still. I call them if they look. After a while, people are mixed. I get it. They are probably at this point. They would be by logic. I would say that. What are they? Around about 3/5 black.
Okay. And because of slavery, have you ever looked at? Have you ever watched the program? I don't know if you guys have it there where they do genealogy and they go back into your past.
I get it, and I know all that. Look, here's my thing is, if I can see that your... Let me tell you something, seriously. If I can see your mama at the family reunion and she white, at that point, I should call you mixed. Yeah, I'm not trying to talk down all that. Black women will do this. They'll go down 97 steps to justify the straight step.
No. Listen, JD. Okay,
if your mother or your father is white, you're mixed.
No, not necessarily. Okay, you have
literally you said not necessarily?
No, hold on, what I'm saying to you. That is an obvious mixture. But what about mixtures that are not so
obvious? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about obvious mixtures. That's what we're talking about.
talking about you. I'm talking about
Look,
you.
I'm saying we have to start somewhere. Why is it that black women want to not start somewhere?
We are starting somewhere, but when you start...
So we would start with the people who are first generation mixed.
All right, hold on, hold on. When you start separating our people out...
They're not our people. If they were our people, white people wouldn't treat them better. If they were our people, they wouldn't be more electable. Listen to what you said. You said he's more electable because he's them, not us.
But I'm also saying to you that within our black skin, okay, there are a lot. There is a lot of us who are mixed. We are mixed, okay? We're mixed because of slavery, because originally in slavery, there were a lot of intermixture.
By that logic, they're mixed then. Well, listen, by your logic, if you mix red with white, you also mix white with red.
That's right.
But they don't do it. Listen, they don't run around saying, well, we're mixed since slavery. They don't.
And
why is it? Listen, you can't mix one thing without mixing the other. You can't. But somehow black people, and I'm going to mostly say this, black women are so stupid, they are willing to keep saying black people are mixed, but white people ain't. That makes no sense.
No, white people are mixed.
But they don't claim to mix people. So why can't we do it?
Okay, so how does the claim, I want to ask the question, how does the claim that you have, right, to not being mixed or being mixed, what does the difference make, right, in the final outcome? Because the truth is, right, I might not claim to be mixed, but the truth may be that in my family, because you haven't met me and you haven't met my family, but, you know, it could be that we are mixed, okay? So another white person might decide, actually, they're not mixed, and by virtue of that, they have more access to more resources. We have access to less because we are not so obviously mixed. Okay, isn't the question more about, you know, fighting for so that whether we are mixed or whether we are non-mixed, we have equality of access to everything that is out there. So even if I am, so the fact that Oprah, you know, has darker skin than Barack, okay, because she's not obviously mixed, I think, okay? I don't know about her parentage, but she's not obviously
mixed.
Let
me tell you something. Oprah has the struggle that I have because she has
right.
the skin. She has the sin, the sinful skin.
Right.
I have the sinful skin, the one that... Listen, I have the same sinful skin that you talked about earlier that Michelle Obama has, the one that
That's
you said
right.
that they treat her bad for having. That's
right.
how I can relate to somebody. I relate to somebody that got the same sinful skin as I got, not the motherfucker that gets the damn privilege. I refuse to act like that is my brother. It is not my brother, because
so
that dude
say,
can go places say, I can't.
So can I ask you a question? Would you date a white woman?
Would I date a white woman? I have dated white women.
Would you have kids with a white woman?
If the pussy's good enough. No.
I asked you a question, okay? Would you have kids with a white woman, and would you date? The fact that you date a woman.
Serious answer. If I marry a white woman, I'm having kids with that white bitch.
All right, okay, so that same white bitch, you're going to create a generation of kids that is like Barack from a white woman. There's nothing wrong with it in your eyes, and there's nothing wrong with mixing your seed and your sperm with a white woman and putting it in a white woman. Then you are a hypocrite, okay?
How? Wait.
You're a hypocrite.
Hold on, wait. I'm not going to let you overtalk me. Hold on. I know what the word hypocrite is. Now, what I can do is that I can read Webster's Dictionary and tell you what it is. But I want you to tell me how have I been hypocritical if I were to do that. Go ahead. Explain.
If you say that Barack is not your brother and people of that mixture is not your, they are not family, they are not real to you, why would...
Wait a minute. I didn't say they weren't real to me.
Well, okay.
I said he does not relate to my struggle. And I'm going to tell my black children who come out of this white chick the same shit. I'm going to tell them that you're not going to have the same struggle as your daddy because your mama's white.
But did you hear what you said? I will tell my black children.
I'm being sarcastic. Wait a minute. That was the height of sarcasm. That was
okay.
the height of sarcasm.
Okay.
I'm saying it because you keep calling them black.
All right. I call them black. okay, because I choose to call them back. But I'm saying.
So that's why I said it. So that's why I said it. Wouldn't that be the reason I said it? Because I'm talking to a person that believes mixed people are black?
Okay, so let me tell you why I say you're
a
hypocrite.
But you still haven't told me why you call me a hypocrite.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm trying to get there. Let me tell you why I tell you that. Because if you are prepared to go in as a black man to put your seed in a white woman, okay, whether, you know, the woman that you dated, okay, she could have created a child. You would have created, you would have created another Barack. And if you, in the future, you decide to ever marry a white woman and you decide you're going to have children, you're going to create more Baracks. And when I start...
So how does that make me a hypocrite? You're being long-winded now. What am I hypocritical about?
Hold on, let me tell you why I'm calling you a hypocrite. When I started the conversation, I told you, in the UK right now, we have nearly 1 million children of mixed race, mixed parentage. We call them mixed heritage here. And... if you are so much into preserving those of us who have the skins of sin, what you do is you go and put your seed in a black woman and create another.
Wait. First off, you asked. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Whoa. First off, you asked me a hypothetical question. You said, would I do it? And I said, if I found a woman that was worthy of my time and my whatever, I would do it. If I'm going to marry that woman, I'm going to have children with this woman. Now, it would seem like the only way you could say I was a hypocrite was if I said, don't marry white women, don't have kids with white women. That's what a hypocrite is, right?
Okay.
Now we're going to play the yes-no game before we elaborate, because that's not fair that you elaborate and not answer direct questions. I'll ask it again. Wouldn't that be a hypocrite if I said, don't marry white women? Then I did it. That's what a hypocrite would be, right?
I'm calling you a hypocrite because you're saying that I'm unaccepting of those people who are Barack types, and yet you would.
What do you mean unaccepting? I'm saying that they are not black like me. That's the truth. That's not an opinion. That's the truth. A nigga that said, look, I got a homeboy that's in the NBA. He's not broke like me.
But why would you create another one of him that would make it harder for you?
You asked me a hypothetical. If I chose the woman, I'm having kids. Listen, if I choose a fat woman, I'm going to have kids with that fat woman. And my kids might end up being fat.
Hold on. You dated one, okay? You dated one. Did you have sex with her?
A white girl?
Yeah.
Of course, if I'm dating her.
Hold on. If that condom broke, and I hope you're wearing one, okay, that's a joke, okay? But if it broke, right, you would have created another Barack, okay?
But that does not make me a hypocrite. I tell brothers to go get a white woman. What you're saying is untrue, and you're throwing out words that offend me because the only thing I have in life is my integrity. That's all I got.
All right, hon. So when
you call me a hypocrite, you better be ready to explain it. And you haven't. In all of the discussion I've been giving you, I have.
I'm saying
no, you have not. Now I'm offended. You have not explained. I have never said black men need to only date black women. That would be the only way I would be a hypocrite. And you refuse to acknowledge right now that you called me out of my name and you were unjust in doing so.
All right.
Now I'm getting pissed. Because you won't even acknowledge that you lied on me.
I'm going to acknowledge that and I'm going to take it back because you're offended.
That would be like me calling you a damn lesbian and you've never been with a woman. And I just want to stick with it anyway.
I could have been. Listen, the reason why I'm taking it back is because you're offended, okay? But you should be taking it back
because it's untrue. You said something that's untrue. You call me a hypocrite if I slept with a white woman when no one has ever seen me or heard me say, don't sleep with white women.
Okay.
So what you said was a lie. So if you didn't like George Bush lying to get in a war, then you shouldn't like yourself lying to call me a hypocrite. You did the same thing that George Bush did.
Okay. Do you know what? I'm going to take that back. And I'm also going to say I apologize for saying that you're a hypocrite. But I would say that let me change it another way. I don't understand why someone who is says that people like Barack should make their own, create their own nation. They should have their separate nation, and it should not be a
When did I say they should have a separate nation now?
You said they should have their separate nation because they
When did I never said they should have their separate nation. You're lying now.
You said they should be like the Jews. They should go separate.
No, I said the Jews didn't force their way into other people. They created their own. I said they should have their own category, which is called mixed.
Okay, so if you're saying they should have their own category, which
yes.
is mixed, and the reason why you're saying that, okay, is, and let me get you right so I don't call you the wrong name, okay, you're saying they should have their own separate category, okay? The reason why they should have that is because as us, those of us who have the skins of sin, okay, are categorized in a different way.
The reason why they should have it is because it's true. Listen, dear. The reason why they should have it is because it's true. It's the same reason why we separate middle class from lower class and lower middle. Because it's true. It's true that the person's mixed.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, would it not make sense then, okay, to encourage people who have the skins of sin, because we have the gene that can create that, okay, to not go out there and create more of those people who will then be put on top of us and be put in front of us and get more opportunities than us and be more acceptable than us. Why would we do that? So let me tell you how.
Have I done it?
No, hold on. Let me. You haven't done it yet, but I'm saying to you, I wouldn't do what you
I'm
do.
Not going
to
wait around on a black woman, though.
Hold on.
Especially, let me tell you, I encourage all black men to not wait around on black women, especially since black women love mixed people so much that they want to pattern their kids after mixed people that they've never met.
Let me tell you something. My truth and my integrity tells me this. I'm a black woman. I have a skin of sin that you call a skin of sin. And I would never date a white man.
And I'm a black man, and I would never tell my child to look up to Barack Obama, but
okay,
you would.
Cool. I would. I have no problem with that, because that's my truth.
And I have no problem with dating a white woman, because then
So
wait a minute. How can I accept your position? Even when it's faulty, I can accept it, because like you said, it's what you want to do.
I can accept your position, but I don't understand your thinking when you say...
My thinking is, as long as you call the seed of a white woman black, then there's nothing wrong with me creating it. Until you have a problem, I'm going to keep doing it. Think about it. Wait a minute.
Okay,
if you had a husband
listen,
and you said he could stay out all night long and fuck whoever he want to, would you get mad that he stay out all night long and fuck whoever he want?
No.
Because you're allowing it. So as long as you keep claiming that mixed people are black and then you touting them up and saying you're going to tell your pure black kids to be like this mixed man, then don't get mad if I go out and create one, because I want you to love mine like you love that one.
I'm going to love people per se. I'm going to love people per se, and I don't have a problem. But
I want my child to be loved like the mixed breed child. And I can't have no full black child that will get the love that the mixed breed gets. I can't have one. So I got to get a mixed breed.
Well, let's go back. There's a choice here, okay? Barack is already there. He's already been created by someone. I'm someone, you're someone, who still has a thought, or we're in a position where we can create or not create the next generation.
As long as y'all keep claiming mixed, I'm telling you.
No.
As long as black women are saying what you're saying, because if you notice, y'all are holding on to everybody that's mixed, hoping they be black. And that lets me know how much y'all hate y'all self. Because Barack Obama's mother wouldn't even call her own fucking son white.
Okay.
That's his damn mother. His mother, who gave birth to him, refused to call him white. But y'all who don't even know this man, call him black.
What did she call him?
She called him black. That's the point. called him black because she knew he wouldn't be accepted as white, because they got a damn standard for their whiteness. They have a standard. We don't have no standard because we want to be Europeans. We want to be related to our captor. We want to be the people that's running around with some connection to white people. You don't hear white people running around saying, I got some black in my family. But you hear niggas say it all the time. I got some white in my family. My uncle is French. My cousin is white. My so-and-so is white. You got niggas always claiming white people.
But didn't you say
white people don't claim us even when they live in a house with us?
That's true. Did I ask you a can I ask you a question? Did you not say yourself, because I'm listening to you, okay? You were talking about black people claiming white people. I totally hear that whole story about us claiming who they are and whatever. I'm saying I'm gonna go with what you say. Let's not claim them. They are mixed, okay? I'm gonna agree with you. They are mixed. So I'm going to say, I'm not looking up to Barack as a black man. I'm not going to change it and say, he's mixed, okay? Let's go on that premise, okay? Let's go on that premise now. So let's not go back to the conversation of what I said he was. I'm going to agree with what you say and give him that new assigned position of mixed. He's no longer black, okay? Now, me and you, two black people, okay? You're a man, I'm a woman. I can still create a child. You can create a child. Okay? You now know that he's a mixed person who's got an advantage skin-wise over you who's got the skin of sin, right?
Right.
Is it not, why would it be logical, you know, I have black children, okay? My kids all have the skin of sin, right? And my son is 21 years old, let me tell you. And when he was...
Well, it took you a long time to get to the question.
I want to give you an example. When he was 15 years old and dating, he brought a white girl home one day, okay? And he said to me, Mom, and I turned around and I said to him, why did you choose a white girl? He said, oh, because the area that we're living in, there are no black girls, but oh, the black girls can be a little bit, you know, they're a bit funny with me, blah, blah, blah. And I said to him, look at your sisters, okay? Are your sisters funny with you? Yeah, they're funny with me. Are your sisters sassy and have they got attitude? Yeah, they've got that. Okay. You still love them as your sisters, don't you? Yeah. Do you understand who they are? Yeah, I understand who they are. Right. Now, what's the difference when you got to look out there and see the sisters?
Okay, just hold on a second. Hold on.
Hold on.
Well, one, you're taking a long time, and I got to answer to some more calls. You know I can't let you run my show. We've been on here for an hour.
I would have finished this point, okay? I said to him...
Your point is moot because I don't fuck my sister. I love my brother, but I don't have to live with my brother.
You don't have to, but let me tell you something. I said to him, there are 150 or maybe 200 shades of black. You can pick anyone, okay?
That's the problem.
You can pick anyone.
That's the problem.
Pick anyone without going to mixed, without going to white, okay? And he's never brought another black, another white girl home. And let me tell you something, too. And he's also found the beauty in his own people, and that's what we need to find. And we need to stop going out there and propagating people like you, I'm telling you, propagating to our other white, black brothers that it's okay to create more Barack, because that's what you guys are doing. When you say...
What do you mean? You said over in your country, y'all got like a million of them. No, you guys are doing it.
And you guys are doing it. And we need to stop that by saying, actually...
How can you say we need... Well... Wait a minute, hold on, let me point something out to you. You're the one being the hypocrite because you're saying we need to stop something that you're praising. You're praising the guy.
I'm not praising it. I said, did I not say to you before I made this
Yes,
line?
You are, and you're saying he's black. You praised him, and you said he's black. So by saying we should stop doing it, you're being the hypocrite by logic. That's what that word means.
Listen, at the beginning I said to you, I now agree with you. I hope your listeners are listening. I said, I now agree with you. Let's get off that statement about calling him black. I'm now saying to you, he's mixed. On the basis of that, I gave you a
scenario. But you can't just change your whole stance in 1 second and turn it around on the men. That was a convenient switch. You made a convenient switch to say, okay, well, then black men stop fucking white women. That was convenient as hell.
Stop doing it. Stop doing it. Selling out on your brothers. Stop selling out your brothers and love your own. Love your own and then stop. Then we don't have to worry about the Baracks of this world.
You notice that people are going to hear that first half about how much you were praising this man. The second half, all you said was, okay, I agree. You didn't say nothing bad. You just said, okay, I agree. So if somebody's listening to this replay,
They're going to hear all this praise you gave him. Then they're going to hear you say, okay, I agree. Which one do you think they're going to listen to? Which one do you think is going to sound really real to them? The praise or the okay, I agree?
You know, they'll also hear, if they listen, that I said there is a black family in the White House. And that's the thing that I respect most. And I love Barack, but I love the fact that he's married to a black woman.
Exactly. And this is why, I want to say this to you. Like I said, send me the email, but I got to say this to you. And I enjoyed that conversation. Y'all, I let that go a long time for a while. But let me tell you what I got at the end of it, and I hope you guys see it. This shows you how selfish black women are. She was a wonderful call. I love her disposition and her countenance, and she did a great job. But if you listen to the words she said, it shows you how selfish black women are. Selfish as hell. She said, I just love the fact that he got a black woman. Selfish as hell. That is a selfish, self-serving comment. I just like the fact that he got a black woman. Well, by that logic, I like the fact that Heidi Klum got a black man. By that logic, I'm glad that RG3 girlfriend got a black man. You black women, this is why our race sucks. Because black women are selfish as hell to make a statement that outright says, I'm just glad the nigga with a black woman. As if that means some nigga that's a president gonna come through their hood and fuck them. I'm just glad that he was with a black woman. She's not running the country. She's just the person getting fucked. But in logic, white people should run around saying, hey, I'm just glad the woman's white. Let me tell y'all something, and I'm gonna go to more phone calls. When your standards, your outlook, and your expectations are low, you say things like, I'm just glad another woman got fucked by another man of means, of prominence, of destiny. I'm just glad that this woman is my color. She doesn't lead the country. She fucks the man who leads the country. And white women have never run around talking about some, I'm so glad Jackie Kennedy is fucking Jack Kennedy. What? This is exactly why Barack Obama doesn't say nothing to black men and he just talks to black women. Because, you know, black women are pretty damn stupid. Black women will take anything because they're so desperate. And if y'all remember how she and I started talking, I said black women are desperate for attention. That was some of the first things we said when we started talking. Does that not prove my point that black women are desperate for attention? Does that not prove my point? That black women are desperate for attention. When you would say, I never looked at Heidi Klum fucking Seal and said, I'm just glad she's fucking a black man with scars on his face. Gives me a chance. Make me feel good. He's fucking the one that white people call the most. At one point, she was voted the most beautiful woman on the planet. And this was when he was fucking her. I've never sat up there and said, makes me feel good to be dark-skinned. Because in order for that to make me feel good to be dark-skinned, you know what that has to say? I have to reason why. And the only reason why would show that, well, because I'm hoping to get me a white woman too. And the only reason you would be glad that Michelle Obama got her a mixed breed man or a president, it would be because you hoping that you end up fucking one. And have you noticed all the girls that love Michelle Obama? They all got kids by a nigga that ain't a Barack Obama. They didn't wait till they got married to the senator of the great state of Illinois. They got a baby by the nigga that rode the train and was filming the bitch uppercut the man. That's who they got a baby by. Because you remember she did say, oh, I'm a mother and I'm raising a child. So you proud of Michelle, but what'd you do? You didn't act like Michelle, did you? No.
That's why black women find their pride in somebody else, because they know they couldn't do it them fucking selves. They don't have the discipline. They don't have the discipline to wait to fuck the senator of the great state of New York. You got a beautiful accent like that, you can fuck the great state of the nigga from the great state of Georgia. You got a beautiful accent. You got your mind sound like it's in the right place. How you end up fucking a nigga that left you with a baby? Black women, the unexplainable, a riddle wrapped inside of an enigma. Man, they know how to see a good thing when they see a good thing, but they don't know how to get it. Hence the question of the night. How are white women able to take black men from black women? You just heard it. How can you listen to so much logic and then look at the person's life and say it fits nothing you just said? That's why you proud of somebody else, because they were able to do something that you can't do, which is hold your pussy till you get a Barack, which is hold your damn eggs till you get a Barack. Whether it's in the United States or in the UK, you can fuck a black chick and get a baby out of them pretty damn easy. You ain't got to be shit. The bitch ain't even got to know your last name. You can get a baby. Tell me I'm lying. I got one, and I ain't shit. Ashley from Houston.
Oh, let me get another sip of wine, because y'all just so hype right now, honey. Oh, my goodness.
That was fun, though, wasn't it?
Y'all just so hype. Yeah, let me take another sip of Merlot. How are you, TJ? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, that was an interesting conversation. I was just sitting here like, okay.
I'm glad that she called, because I, you know, a lot of times about this time I'd be winding down, be the fucking went to sleep on the show and shit.
Yeah, you sound like you over there like playing dominoes, eating wings and drinking Crown and watching Kevin Hart. She has you hype over there.
Yeah, I'll let y'all have the last 2 hours of the show. I'd be like, fuck it. I start beating my meat, all kind of shit.
Y'all were crunk, but I mean, I could understand where you were coming from, and I think I understood what she was saying. But some of the way she worded it was, like you said, it wasn't, I don't think she worded it.
I understood what she was saying. I just like speaking with logic to people. Because I can understand illogical people, I grew up with an illogical mother. I call my mother now, and I put on my illogical hat just to be able to understand what the fuck she's talking about.
Right. But
I understand illogical people. I understand that they're illogical.
It's your profession. You do psychology and all that. We know you understand that. That goes without saying.
So here's the thing. Do you see why is it so easy for you black women to claim mixed people and want to claim them? Why are you so eager to claim? Because you only hear black women talking like this. Think about it. You only hear black women running around saying Mariah Carey, black like us.
Well, I'm mixed, so I don't want to speak for a black woman, because I don't want to go there, because you just went there for about 2 hours. So I can't speak for them as to why they want to claim something that not theirs, or that they want to fight with or compete with. I don't have a lot of.
So your mother, your mother or your father, one of them two are black? I mean, are white?
Well, see, one is mixed and one is black. I personally identify with black, but when you look at my picture, you're going to obviously say, okay, she's mixed. I personally just identify with black. But I guess according to your.
Wait. You said when I see your picture, I'm going to obviously say that you're mixed?
I guess I wouldn't say you, but that's what people always say. Where do you mix? But I know myself, I'm black, because I know that my dad's black, my mom is black. I know my grandfather on my dad's side is white, but to me, both of my parents are black, as far as I'm concerned, so I'm black.
Well, you must have some other pictures, because I ain't looked at none of your pictures and thought, man, that chick is mixed.
Well, thank you. You'll be the first one, because I guess these, where do you do it, blah, blah, blah. Me, I'm black, whatever. But as far as claiming something that's not whatever, I guess I just don't get off into all of that. I grew up around people of different nationalities, different backgrounds, so I don't get off into, oh, this one is black. I don't really see color like that. I know people who are dark-skinned, who are dark-complexed, who are, you know, African or either black, African-American or whatever is different. And
have you ever noticed that black women say that a lot too? Like, I don't see color?
No, I don't know. I don't know what other black
women
say.
So everybody around them sees their color but them.
No, when I'm saying I don't see color, I'm not colorblind like an animal or a pet. I'm just saying, like, I guess I just don't get off into it as deep as you do or things I hear on your show. I've only been familiar with your show maybe a couple of weeks, but I don't know everything that you've done over the past 4 years, so I can't speak on all of that. But from what I've heard, the things that you're saying is these black women do this, these black women do that. And you say, oh, a lot of black women say they don't do that, they don't do that. So I guess I don't know which group of black women you're speaking of who do those things. When I watch your videos, I can't believe what I'm seeing, but, of course, it's happening on the video. Like,
I was about
girls,
to say, I mean, it would be different if I was just talking about it. There's
right,
nothing I just talk about.
I don't think that at all. I don't think that at all. I'm just telling the woman who was uppercutting the bus driver and things like that. I don't see that, and I don't know a lot of women who do, because I guess you are with whoever you associate with. So if I don't see that in my waking life every day, I would never went on a bus
and saw a motherfucker get uppercutted. I've never seen that. But I have seen black women in public yell at a motherfucker for no reason.
Right. Right, and I've seen that, but I guess I'm saying I don't associate myself with that, and you say you have a lot of women who say that, which I think is a good thing, because I don't associate with people like that, so I guess I don't just get all up into why they do that or why would they want to go out and act a fool and do all this extra stuff, because I don't.
But that's the problem. That's
like
the problem. That's the problem. We have people who say, oh, I don't associate with that, and we walk away from it. Now, if we're going to walk away from it, we need to walk away from it in droves and isolate the people, but instead we don't do that. And again, we don't try to better those people.
I can't say that I understand their behavior because, number one, I don't do it. Number two, I don't entertain. And number three, when I see it, I'm disgusted by
but
it.
But I'm saying white people isolate the trash in their community.
And I isolate the trash in mine. So are you saying, like, as a whole, people don't isolate that trash? Why are people associating with it?
White entertainers aren't running around representing the motherfucking trailers they came from. Black ones are. White people aren't running around saying the motherfucker that speaks ignorant represents me. Black people
do. But just
do.
Like I did enjoy your interview with Freeway Ricky Ross the other night, because he said, you know, this guy is perpetuating me and what he's doing. So, as I say, I call it cooning or dance before an audience, whatever. The Rick Ross, the rapper, all that, you know, trying to make it seem like it's cool. There's nothing cool about going to jail. When I'm invited to colleges to speak to students or invited to speak with different youth groups, I speak with them about preparing for the workforce and what's going to be looked at and what they need to get away from. And you don't have to be your environment doesn't have to hold you back. This is how you get out of that. This is how you do, you know, get away from that and do something else. So I agree with you. I think it's stupid and cool and it's your ignorance for these rappers to act like it's cool to sit up here and have, oh, I have all these dudes and I'm sleeping with all these chicks, my baby mama, I'm with. What's that rapper you could find me with your baby mama? What's that guy from? I don't know who he is, Cash Money or whatever. Talking about you could find me with your baby. That's just his line. It's like, I'm always with somebody's baby mama. I mean, that's not cool. So I don't entertain that. And the people who I speak to and the youth that I speak to, I encourage them just to not even entertain any of that. So I do isolate myself from that. And I think we should isolate ourselves from that.
Well, let me ask you a question about the show then. Let me ask you a question about the topic. The topic is, if black women honestly believe that black men are being stolen from them, how are white women are able to do it? One, do you believe that black men are kind of starting to make an exodus?
Well, I don't think it's such a big deal. I guess in my opinion, if a black man is saying, I don't want to date black women, that's his choice. I have a preference on who I date. You know, I guess the same could be said about black guys. The prison thing, the download thing, the HIV statistics are among black men. A lot of women are kind of going away from that, too. I think it's as far as a preference. I don't think every black woman is loud and ignorant. If a black guy wants to say, I have a child with a wild black woman, I married a wild black woman, and I dated another black woman, so out of three or four women, I'm now done with black women, that's his choice. I don't think it's something that somebody should really be upset about. If you don't want to date me, I don't want to have to persuade anyone or beg anyone. Oh, no, you need to date me. You don't want to date me? Why not? Come on. I don't get into all that. If a black guy wants to date another race, more power to you. I don't see a problem with it personally.
Well, I want to say this, though. But black men are able to date outside of their race over black women over 2-1. Why do you think that is the case?
Well, I know a lot of white women. I have white friends, and they they prefer to date white men. So my white girlfriends have white boyfriends. White women who date black men, it used to be this thing, it's, oh, white women are so submissive and they'll do this and that. But I have white and Asian friends who are not like that. I told my white girlfriend, one of my white girlfriends, about your article about that black woman who said, this is how you get your white king. And she said, that is so stupid. She's like, I'm not serving anybody. Like that woman was saying, oh, you have to serve your white king.
You got, but, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Okay.
This is, and it's no offense, but this is always one of the reasons why I find it tough to talk to black women. Let me try this again. I asked you a direct question. I said, why do you think black men are able to marry outside of their race at over a 2-to-1 rate over black women?
Because they can't. The choice of the statistics, I guess, the ratio of women to men, period. Is it a statistical thing as to why they can do so? That's the
actually
only way
would be, actually, the, actually, by that, actually, by that logic, women would be able to do it more because statistically they would have more.
Well, I think, don't the men have more to choose from? Is it the fact that there's, is it 6 women to 1 man, so he can have his pick of who he wants to marry out of those 6 women?
Yeah, but how's he, I'm saying, how is he able to switch races, though?
I guess it's personal play. If there are 6 women to 1 man, I don't know if there's more white people to black. I don't know the ratio of all that, but I guess it's a statistical thing, or either it's preference. I guess it's not such a big deal. Now, it's 2012. I don't think it's such a big thing. It's not like it's in the 60s where it's like, if you can't, she can't use your home, don't bring her home type of thing. I don't think it's just, I think it's just more accepted. I don't know. My opinion would be it's more acceptable.
You think it's more accepted for a black man to be with a white woman than a black woman to be with a white man?
No, I think now interracial dating is just acceptable, period. But you asked me about the guys, so I'm going to say that for them, but also for black women.
I asked you, why are black men able to do it at twice the rate? So that is asking you about both. That's not asking you about one. That's asking about both.
It's just, I think it's just widely accepted. I don't personally know the reason because that's not something I study, but I would just say because now the times are different and interracial dating is more accepted. Dating and marrying of different interracial marriages are just more accepted now.
So if they're more accepted, shouldn't the tide raise all boats?
What are you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. I use a nautical analogy. My bad.
No,
rising tide. Every boat
not
that's inside of the water, when the tide rises, every boat that's in that water will go up.
Okay.
If you and I are inside of a boat, on a boat in a port, and the tide rises, both of our boats will rise because we're in the same water. So what I'm saying to you is, by that logic, if we're relaxing the rules of interracial dating, then shouldn't both categories raise at the same rate?
They should, but if they're not, I don't know why. If you're asking me why, I'm saying I don't know.
Oh, well, see, that's what I'm trying to find out. That's one of the questions I'm trying to find out. Let me bring in
Nina. That's not something that I study and research, so I don't want to just put something and be like,
I know. I was looking for an opinion. The show's about an opinion, and that's why I'm trying to get people's opinions on stuff. Let me jump in and let Nina jump in with us. Nina from the 723, what's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, it's actually Tina.
Oh, they put Nina.
That's quite all right. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, what's going on,
Tina? You and I have been chatting back and forth on Twitter for the past couple of days.
Oh, yeah. You were the girl I was trying to have sex with, right?
No, you was not.
Were you?
Well, I've been slipping. I ain't been sending the right messages. I got to send some more. I've been fucking up. Damn it, man. I thought I had sent that. I must have hit send.
Oh, Lord. Listen, I think I have an answer to your question. I think it's like this. Well, can I kind of sort of throw out a question?
Go ahead. I'll answer whatever you ask.
Yeah,
you got me,
no,
and maybe Ashley can answer it if I can't.
Lately, in my opinion, you like, for example, there's this book that's been written. It's called "Is Marriage for White People Only?"
Yes, read that.
And in this book, you have a black man who's married to a black woman who writes a book basically encouraging us black women to date, and his exact terms were up and out. Meaning, our brothers, our black men, aren't good enough for us. So in that book, he's encouraging African-American women to date outside of our race. Now, black women that I've known to have read this book are like, oh, my God, I've never thought of it that way. This guy is genius. He's brilliant. Now, when you look at African-American brothers that are saying the same thing, you know what? I'm tired of sisters. I want to date up and out. We're outraged. And why is that? Why is that? Why is it that when someone tells African-American women, you know what, your brothers aren't good enough for you anymore. You know, black men, they're less intelligent than you, they're on drugs, they've probably got some kind of record, whatever the case is, date outside your race. Women are accepting that.
I can tell you why.
That theory.
Because you heard the conversation I was having with the woman from across the pond, which is a beautiful, I love her to death. I love you to death, Ebony. But I do want to say this. Black women are narcissistic.
Exactly.
And when you have a narcissistic person, remember, Ted Bundy was a narcissist.
Yes, he was.
Whenever you believe that you're God's gift to anything, you got a problem.
Exactly. And in fact, something to what you said to one of the callers about an hour or so ago, when he was talking about how he called a sister a queen, and I agree with you. There's a difference between being confident in who you are as a person and being positive and what have you, versus just being overpuffed up and being a legend in your own mind.
And Tina, think about this. Those same women who run around calling themselves queen will tell me that I'm stuck up, I'm conceited, because I will say the things I have actually done. They have never actually held any damn kingdom.
Thank you.
I don't talk about shit I've actually done. Had a woman tell me that I was stuck up because I talked about how much money in the last 2 years we've donated, that we've raised and donated for cancer research. She told me I was stuck up. Yet the same bitch said she was a queen.
But then one of the reasons, I think, too, another reason why a lot of, well, put it this way, a lot of my male friends that, and I have quite a few male friends that are like, you know what, sisters, I don't know how much longer I can hold out for one. One of those reasons is because, it's like the caller from across the pond, I listened to one of your shows a couple of weeks ago, where there was this sister that was on the phone that just would not let go. She wouldn't tap out. She wouldn't admit being wrong. She just wouldn't. She was like a pit bull who had a stake and had, you know, lockjaw. She just would not let go. And it's our inability, and by when I say our, I mean a lot of other black women, it's our inability to just kind of sort of be quiet and listen and admit to being wrong. It's not knowing the difference between being accomplished. Like, you know what? Okay, fine. You've got a degree. In fact, you've got a master's. You own your own home. You have this. And that's great. That's great. But a man does not want to be challenged with that. A man does not want that dangled in his face. A man does not want to hear about that all the time.
How about this, Tina? When they talk about all the degrees that they have, here's what I tell them. I say, and you went to school and you said, I want this degree, and you did what it took to get that degree, didn't you? And you're proud of that degree, so proud of it that you make sure you lead with it. Now you're on a fucking date with me, you dumbass bitch, so you're trying to get me. So you need to treat me like you treated that motherfucking degree and do what it takes to get that damn degree. Do what it takes to get me, bitch. And then when you get me, your black ass better be proud you got me, just like you got that damn degree. That shuts them up.
I agree with both of you all on that. I don't think it's necessary to lead with what your assets or, oh, I have this. Certain things are expected. Maybe everyone doesn't have, quote, unquote, a degree or a home, but I think at a certain age, every adult, male or female, is expected to have their home, have their transportation, have their education or their trade or skill or their employment. So that's, you know, just that's being an adult. You don't get cookies and a prize for being an adult. Like, I have a degree, I cook, I clean, I go to church. Okay, you're supposed to. Like, do you want to
pat on do that?
So I agree with both of you on that. Like, I don't think people should lead with things that are, like TJ, like you always say, I'm not going to get, don't give me credit for being a good father. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. So why are people trying to lead with things that they're you should already be doing anyway?
It's just like a woman told me a little while ago. She said something. She was trying to explain why she's a catch. And she said, yeah, I got two kids, but I got my master's degree. And she was talking about her baby's father and said, you know, she got two kids by two different men, was saying, you know, she thought they was better than they were and they end up to be deadbeats. But she don't need nothing from them because she got her master's degree and she got a good job. And I told her she'd been better off with her associate's degree. And she said, what you talking about? That's not better than a master's degree. I said, no, you should have got your associate's degree. That way you wouldn't have had them badass baby daddies. You would have known who to fucking associate with.
That's funny.
But
that's right, DJ. I like that. That's so funny.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. I'll be here all week. Now, now when you think about it, though, Tina, when you, I'm glad you brought that up because it's like I put up a video today and it got good reception. It was about Derrick Rose, and I was just shocked to know that Derrick Rose has a baby. But then it was like my HTB. What was that? How do I say HTB BNR? Hard to believe, but not really.
Not really.
Yeah, I was like, damn, it's hard to believe this young man got a baby. But then I thought about it. This is the same man that praises his mama like it's his motherfucking girlfriend. So of course he would.
Yeah.
So of course he'd run out and get a damn baby to do the same shit that he claimed is bad for his mama. I mean, just to do the exact same thing. And then I thought about it. I said, look at how many black athletes that as soon as they fuck a black woman or a celebrity. Lil Wayne get every black chick he fuck pregnant. Now
yeah,
he's trying a white chick and
that.
She don't have no baby.
Yeah, every girl in the world, he made a song about that. He wants to get every girl in the world so he gets pregnant.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why is it that he don't have a white girl pregnant now? That white girl he with is not pregnant.
Because she's smart.
Don't y'all understand that black women have such low expectations of themselves that they will tell you, I take care of my kids, as if that shit is an impressive thing when you lay
well,
down
for one
to
thing,
get
going
them?
Back to, well, A, you're supposed to. So it's kind of like I think it was Chris Rock who said, you know, a lot of brothers run around, I ain't never been to jail. I don't smoke crack and I got a job. And it's like, well,
great.
You're not supposed to smoke crack.
Right,
but
no.
That's what I'm saying.
You're
we have lowered
have
expectations
job.
So
same
much
thing.
For black women that I think when a black man, just like myself, when I talk to a white woman, I feel like, man, I want to marry this bitch. I'm damn being dead serious. I'll be at the motherfucking grocery store and have a white woman talk to me and be like, man, I love this bitch.
Because
I listen to them talk
is,
and their mode of... But their mode of discussion, their mode of their outlook on life is completely different.
It is. It is. There's something that, well, a lot of women bring up. Well, you don't know about my past. I've been hurt a lot. Someone brought up a very good point a few calls ago where we tend to use the fact that we were brought up by a single parent or whatever as an excuse to be bitter and hard-headed and stubborn.
Yep.
And all those things have nothing to do with anything. Even when we were talking about mixing races and what have you, we're quick to go back, well, the slaves, that's why we're all confused, and that it's 2012 now. At what point do we get over it?
Exactly.
When you're an adult, you know what's right, you know what's wrong, and it's just that simple. And then someone else threw God into the mix. Well, again, for someone that I am a spiritual person, and unless you're an atheist, all of these religions have a rule book, whether it's the Bible or the Quran or the Torah. And I think women, especially our women, we're so hypocritical because we're the first people to say, I'm a God-fearing woman. God knows my heart. I love the Lord. Yet and still, we, as African-American women, we skip over the part of the Bible that says, that we are supposed to be here to help men. We're not supposed to take over the world. We're not supposed to be running around screaming, I don't need a man.
Tina,
do
you see how the woman who called from across the pond said they will never recognize Michelle as much as they recognize Barack, as if she should somehow, she's just a fucking first lady.
Well, for exactly, I was literally in the living room applauding you when you said that. Not for nothing, she's not supposed to, but see, that's where we're messed up. That's where our women are messed up. The second our women started to embrace the mantra of I don't need a man and I can do that all by myself, or I, you know, I can do anything a man can do, that's when it's the feminist movement all around. But what African-American women need to understand, the feminist movement was not for us. It wasn't. African-American women joining the ranks, okay, fine. You know, you get attention with numbers. Did, you know, we help them? Absolutely. But that wasn't our movement.
And you
it
got
fucked.
Let me tell you
later.
What happened though. Y'all got black women got fucked in that movement.
We did.
You got
now
lied
we're
to.
The ones that still have that on the brain, and we're bringing it home to our brothers, and they're like, "Bitch, shut the fuck up!" Like what?
But let me tell you something. Because white women understand that if I got a man, if a bear run in the house, his ass will go fight that bear. Black women too stupid to realize your motherfucking ass live in Memphis, and that grizzly might come.
Exactly. Kirk Cabin on the chat board. My username is Talk Show, TOCSHOW. Oh my God.
But no, my point is, white women understand if you got a man around, you got somebody who will die for you.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, they get it.
Yep.
Sometimes if you watch Snap, they make him die before it's his time.
Well, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's because they didn't take their meds.
Right, but if you think about it, they understand this logic of all I have to do is make this man feel like a man. He'll fight my fucking battles for me. He'll go
that's
to war
it.
For me.
Anything. In fact, shout out. Well, I'm sorry, I'm reading people on your chat board. Black women so masculine because they don't have that male balance. But and someone else touched on that earlier. It's this. And again, I think it's because we've convinced ourselves I can do anything that a man can do. We walk like men. We talk like men.
Yep.
Like earlier when you said something about, like, example, women say, oh, I got head. And the caller was like, well, no,
yeah,
women can get head too. No, you can't, because here's the deal. When you look at the male penis, there is a head on the penis, hence the term getting head. A
now, biologic,
I do want to
tell you biologically.
I thought that meant putting.
Hold on,
leg.
Biologically, women's clitoris is just it's actually a penis.
It is, but again, you know, when you really look at the grand scheme of it, it's.
No,
women,
I feel what you're saying because
you know
I don't
saying?
Spend
it's
all
like
my days sucking your clitoris. You're right.
Yeah, it's like because that's technically what it is. Like I don't have a head, so I don't even know what I'd do if a dude was like, yo, let me give you head. Like, what?
I think it's also like adapting
but
the
let me
terminology.
Say this, y'all,
that
and I
want
to bring in
you.
Some more people to join us because we're in the last hour, and I want to bring in as many people as I can to join us. So I think we'll be able to manage this. But you're right. We have become so androgynous in the black community. The men can look like women, and the women can look like men. We literally got some niggas that look good enough to be a woman where they can dress up like RuPaul, and you think, damn, I ain't never had a bitch look as good as this man.
And
that's
still
the problem. That's the
thing.
And this is the issue. Let's bring in some more people to join us. Have a little bit of fun. Let's have some fun. I'm going to bring them in two at a time because that's how I like doing them. I like doing them two at a time.
Oh, God.
Don't
you
be laughing. I
think we were in this situation last time, Tina.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I
what
like
the hell did I get myself into?
Let's bend them over and do it to them. And then I fuck around and bring a man in.
Oh, Lord.
This is like Trapped in the Closet, part 1 through 33.
Let me bring in a second Ashley from the 510, and then let me bring in my man Greg from out there in Arizona. What up, people?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hello.
Ooh,
hello.
Ashley got a sexy voice. You know I got to go to Ashley first.
Good evening, how are you?
Ashley got that phone sex voice. How you doing, Ash?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm well. Ashley, are you a woman of color?
Yes, I am.
Are you a mixed chick?
No, I'm not.
All right, good deal. Let's talk about this whole situation. You heard what me, myself, and Tina were talking about just a second ago, and I brought up the idea, and Tina brought it up as well, about the idea that we have lost our way as men and women, and the fact that she said that women lost their way with the feminist movement. And I said that I talked about how I've been around some white women and literally have fallen in love with their disposition. What do you think is the reason why there's been, like, twice as many black men that are marrying outside of their race than black women. Why do you think that exists?
Can I quote a few things before I actually answer that question?
Go ahead, dear.
We can speak of the problem until we're blue in the face, but until we bring the solution, you know, to the table, that's the only way we're going to fix the black man and the black woman. The results that we are seeing today has been a long time coming. There are two points I want to make. First, I'll go back to fourth, fifth generation, even back into slavery. There were things that were set in place in order to keep the black family, the woman, away from the man, and for the woman to look to her master for her to be fed and take care of her children. I'll speak on my family first. My great-great-great-great-grandmother she lived a past life. And when I say past, I mean she was living in the day when she could pass for white, and so she did. It wasn't until she began to have children that her true identity was actually found out among the people in the town of Linden, Texas. And she had her first two children, which were my grandmother and her sister, and she actually left them in Linden to be raised by relatives because she could not continue on with her living as a white woman, having brown children. I'm going to fast forward it a little bit. The different things that were set into place, you know, you have the whole welfare system that kicked in. You had the displacement of the black man out of the home, you know, because back in the day, if you wanted to be on welfare, the man could not be in the home or the state will not give you money to help you with your children.
I'm going to let you finish, but can I say something to you right now?
Yes. Yes.
You started off by saying we can talk about the problems until we blew in the face. We need to come up with solutions. Mm-hmm. And then you went and started talking about the problems.
Yes, because I'm nervous. It's my first time calling in. So
unless you're just trying to be blue in the face,
so,
I mean.
This is my first time. I'm a little nervous. But, you know, we know what the problems are. And we don't have a sense of self-worth. And I was going into all that to get to where me personally I am today. I have children. And 2 years ago, I cut the relaxer out of my head. And it wasn't until I began to realize what I was telling my children not to do, you know, and I realized what I was doing, and I was like, And what happened was one particular situation, well, there are actually two. One, my daughter came to me who was 15 at the time, and she said she wanted to get a perm. And I told her, hell no, you're not getting no perm.
You're not old enough to have a 15-year-old.
But I perm my hair every 3 months, you know what I mean? And the second thing was my son, he came home one day and, you know, he went to the barbershop every 2 weeks, you know, and he came home one day and said he didn't want to go to the barbershop. He wanted to grow his hair out. So one morning before school, he was in the bathroom, you know, taking care of his hygiene and things. And I saw him in the mirror, and he was taking a comb and trying to comb his hair straight up because the school that he attends, there's not very many black children there. So he's there with Asian, Caucasians, and Hispanic children, and, you know, they put the mousse in the hair and they have the spiky hairdo, and he's like, well, I want my hair to do that. And I'm like, well, son, you know, your hair is kinky coily. It's not going to do that, but it's beautiful. You know what I mean? And he has experienced racism, and he is only in the fifth grade. So it wasn't until those things occurred that I said, okay, wait a minute, something ain't right. You know what I mean? So I decided to listen to my own drum, you know, beat my own drum. And that's when I decided to go ahead and cut the relaxer out of my hair, because how am I going to tell my children that they are beautiful and understand the worth in that brown skin if I cannot be their first example?
Well, that's what I tell black women all the time, and they get mad at me. They say, why do you care about weave and perm? I said, because how does your child feel when they see mama's silky hair blowing in the wind, and they don't do that? You're little, and especially if they go to an all-white school. That's really unfair. I will look at my daughter. If my daughter comes home and say her mama got long, silky hair, then she go to school and the white kids got long, silky hair, my daughter's going to hate her hair.
Yes, exactly.
She even made a comment one time after seeing everyone with all this long perm and seeing the white kids, she wanted a perm.
Yes.
6 years old.
These things are things that are, you know, learned, and I say that because I can remember when my mom put a perm in my hair. Now, before she put the perm in my hair, I remember being at my grandmother's house, you know, had my Afro puffs. I'd be in the mirror dancing to Solid Gold. You know what I'm saying? I never thought my hair was ugly. And then one day my mother came home and with a what was called back then, they didn't call it kitty perms back then, they called it Press in the Jar by Posner's. And she was like, yeah, she tried to sell me the whole spiel about how, you know, my hair is going to be all silky and long, just like the girls in the, you know, on Solid Gold. And she tried, and I cried, like, I didn't want it. I didn't know why she, you know, and I felt like she thought I was ugly because she wanted my hair to do something
and
that
to
it
me,
did
but
not
to
do.
Me, it goes to show again how lazy black women are, because every time you hear black
also.
Women say why they get a perm, what do they say? They say because it's difficult to comb my hair.
Which
they
is,
say it's
which
just
is
easier.
Untruth.
They
that's
talk about
untruth.
The ease of
that's
it. And as
untruth.
Soon as they say that, I say, and you just explain why we date white women. Because it's easier.
Well, yeah,
and then they
know,
get mad.
Tommy,
and then,
you know, but Tommy, I have one of my friends who has dated pretty much everything but African-American women, but black women. Or better yet, back in the day, he used to date black women. I guess like at the height of weaves and whatnot. And honestly, have him tell it, he doesn't like dealing with black women and their whole hair issues. Can't have rough sex, can't have sex in the shower, can't go, you know, can't go swimming because she doesn't want to get her hair messed up, can't really get in, you know, real rough or whatever.
Every time
you
lay in the bed with a black chick, she got her hair wrapped up. Every time you lay in the bed with a white chick, she just laying in the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was never a weave wearer. I never did the weaves or the wigs. Me personally, I thought that was stupid. But yet and still, I continued on the tradition that was forced on me from the age of 3 until I decided to cut my hair off. And I must tell you, every single day I wake up and I fall in love with my hair. Every single day, I love the kinks. I love the coils. And it's not contrary to what people believe, like, oh, your hair is hard to take care of. No, you just have to know. If you understand that your hair loves moisture, and once you put moisture, which is water, once you put moisture in your hair, you seal it in, put some oil on it. The oil is going to make sure the water doesn't come out. Your hair is good to go. You know, if you can get up and comb a weave every day, I mean, surely you can put some water in your hair, put some oil in it, throw some twists in it, take it down, shake it out, and you get to
but
go.
It has nothing to do with that.
I understood the concept of women wearing fake hair, fake nails, and then saying, I want you to keep it real or love
well,
me.
I want a real
like,
man.
Where
are all the real men, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who are
that's
you? Like,
well,
you have fake,
well, well
fake
speaking
food,
of real
fake
men,
blood,
since
fake
I'm...
Fake hair, fake nails, fake lashes. Like, oh, but you need to love me for me. Okay, well, who are you? Like,
who are
speaking
you?
Speaking of real
exactly.
men, since I'm outnumbered, y'all hold on a second because I'm going to try to get to the round table. We got to let let me let Greg, who was on the line, talk for a second. Go ahead, Greg, and then I'm going to bring in a couple more people.
Hey, y'all. Definitely great topic, Tommy. Love the show, as always.
Thanks,
the ladies on there. Definitely love that. You're welcome. Love the ladies' opinions.
Why don't people understand that black women don't hate me because it ain't been nothing but women on the show tonight?
We love you, Tommy.
It's like you always say. You say you have the most educated cats of people, followers, because they're listening to you. It's the educated people that love listening to you. It's just the knuckleheads and attack heads that just don't want to listen to you. So
you can only be a logical person to listen to my show more than 2 hours. Seriously. If
yeah,
you're
exactly,
a person who is an emotional, you will get pissed at me
you'll get
and
pissed
your
off
friend.
Or hang up. Exactly. Exactly.
But
so,
the key word, listen. Like, you have to listen. Like, I think a lot of the women here, you say one thing start writing a book and making a video, they don't even know you. Like I said, I've only heard your show maybe about 2 weeks, so I still don't speak on a lot of things. I'm still learning. Listen.
But you're still here listening.
Could, yeah.
You're still here listening. You're not arguing with him or trying to out him
or
on something.
Telling me I'm gay,
you know,
and got a little
or something
dick.
Like that. So, but as far as
I hear that every day. Sometimes
every day.
I wake up in the morning, I got to make sure a man ain't riding my dick and it ain't too little that it keeps falling out.
That's crazy.
Like, wait a minute.
Every day, I wake up in a cold sweat and be like, damn, I hope it ain't a nigga riding my dick and it ain't too little that it keep falling out.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
And he's funny, too, so that makes him, you know, he cracks you up. But as far as, the topic of, as far as, our white women, like the young lady said, one of the ladies that's on the line now said it's a choice. It's just, it doesn't bother. If they make that choice, that's cool. White women, and again, you know, I've dated everybody except Asians. I just haven't had the opportunity, but it seems like.
Said, but when I get a chance,
but when I get one.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, I'm going to get one. But, but
it's on, think, nigga.
Just thinking that white women are catering to the, it's sort of like the, you know, supply and demand. They know that black men are starving. We want to be connected with someone. We want to be connected. We'd love to be connected with our own women. We'd love to be the man in the relationship, wearing the pants, doing the things that a man should do. You know, and I have my father and mother to look at, and I use them a lot. They're still together after 48 years. So he's strong, and he's the king in the house. But he knows that mama also smart too. So she does her thing too. So I think white women are catering to that fact that, like, okay, they see, you know, you see Michael Jordan, you talk about Lil Wayne, you talk about all these prominent men, black brothers out here that are with white women that haven't gotten pregnant, that haven't gotten all this, but they're with them. Why? Because those women let them be men, let them do what they do. They let them be the wear the pants. And that's where, like, the one, and I don't know the names, forgive me, ladies. I know the one young lady that was on said about the feminist movement, about
Tina,
how women have become the men. In other words, they dress like men, they talk like men, they act like men. Now, if you're a real man, the last thing you want, and you're not gay, the last thing you want to do is get into a relationship with another man. You want a woman.
But wait a minute. You just explained why so many black women end up with down low men.
I know. I'm with you. And unfortunately, that's a choice too. They're doing it. And it's like you said. You know, I think one of the ladies also, you know, that they make these bad. They use their, you know, the degree thing. They talk about. I think you said it too. That they talk about. I got this master's degree. I got all this stuff, and they work hard to get it. But when they date you, they keep throwing that shit in your face. It's like, well, you worked hard to get that. Why don't you work hard like you did with that degree to get me? Instead of
because
telling me.
Because they know it's rules, but because it's the white man set it in place. As long as the white man set the rules in place,
exactly,
they'll follow it.
They will follow it to the end. Exactly. And what we want them to do, we want our women to follow us, to say, hey, you know what? Like my father and mother. And again, I use it because I see them every day. I talk to them, and
nice.
I see that connection. My mother reverences my father, but my father reverences my mother too, right back to her. So, and they're still together. Now, they don't have that lovey-dovey relationship where, you know, they're always hugging and kissing, because he's 71, she'll be 69 this year. So they don't have.
Oh, yeah, that was her age. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
yeah, she's 69,
you know, and I'm like, uh-oh, here comes
so,
TJ.
And so, but it's a respect. It's a, when they are together, you know that the Taylor, Charles Taylor and Alice Taylor, they love each other. You know it, and people respect it. I mean, it's a respect thing, and that's what I see when I talk to them. That's why I haven't had children. I've never been married, because I want to have what they've got. I want to make sure I do it once, and I'm done. And I want to make sure that I have the woman that is with me will respect Greg Taylor, and say, you know, and if I'm fucking up, she'll be able to say, you know, Greg, I think you should look at it this way, or she'll tell me. You know, you're screwing up, but she'll do it in a way that's not so much to make me look bad, but to bring me up, to say, you know, look at it this way. To do the, you know what I'm saying? Like my mother does with my father, and she's done, you know, before I was born. So I think that's why white women, that's why they're not taking the men. They're not taking anything. They're just doing what we want.
We're surrendering them. We're giving them away. I mean,
exactly.
You can't take, you can't, you know, they're taking something that we don't want. We're not claiming.
Let me say this. I look at white women like Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
No, go ahead. I want to hear what you're saying.
And black women, I look at black women like the white men who used to run the plantation.
Okay. All right.
And
all
as
right.
soon as them black women turn their head, them niggas are running to Harriet Tubman to get on that Underground Railroad.
Underground Railroad, exactly.
You think I'm lying? Black men are running, and when they run, they ain't looking back.
They ain't looking back, exactly. That's why I wanted to hear what you were going to say. How you? Yeah.
When they always talk about some, once you go black, you never go back. They need to say, once you go white, it's all right.
What I say when I date white guys? Let me stop.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but you came back. The one thing you can see about a black chick, she end up having to come back to us. Niggas, we don't come back.
Well, two of my cousins ended up marrying white men, and they didn't go back.
So.
Well, that's good. That, but I'm saying it's rare. You usually see them black women, they end up being forced to come back.
To come back, yeah, because like you, yeah, because the white man,
that white, because they find out that they that white man's experiment.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The artist who was sexual bucket list.
Exactly. Thank you.
A white man will fuck somebody. Yeah, ask Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt fuck Robin Givens. Did he marry her?
Yeah, nope, not at all. Left her. And then what?
Ask
the Kucha
fuck Rihanna. Do you think he'll marry her?
Nope.
Or those guys who slept with Corinne. Who are those? A couple that, like, was it the guy from Blink 182 and then John Mayer? So, like, two of those black guys who were sleeping with Corinne, but they didn't want to marry her.
Robert
De Niro is infamous for having a taste for strange and was with that woman's name, Tukey Smith or whatever. They were together for years.
Yeah.
He never married her. Never married her.
Yeah.
Like that movie, A Family That Plays. She was with that guy, but that white man was not going to leave his wife for her.
What's her name? Terry
Walker. Black women are curious.
Annihilation plays that part.
Exactly. Yeah, black women are curiosity. And at the end of the day, you got to understand what black... Here's the one thing that black white women love about black men that black women just can't do. And here's the thing.
Okay.
White women see us a certain way on TV, and they have a curiosity about us. When they get us, we're exactly what they expected.
Yep.
Black women, when y'all get a white man, y'all completely turn into a white woman.
And that's what, and they get rid of.
Tell me
why. Me personally, I never had a white man. If I wanted a white woman, I'll just go get a for real one.
Exactly.
The only thing I didn't understand about that, I know I went to predominantly white college, and so the white guys I dated, I wasn't dating like those, what they call them, wiggers or whatever, like those yo son or like white guys trying to sound. But I was dating the guys like the Abercrombie and Fitch white guys, and I was just myself, and it wasn't
That's how I dated white women. I dated the white women, motherfucking Becky. Their name actually was Becky.
Becky, Rebecca. Somebody,
yes, I didn't date nothing but straight. My white girl was white. That way I knew I was like the first black dick she had. Not that, you know, that black, that white bitch that you know come to the club. All she do is fuck black people because she got that damn black hairdo. That bitch done put a Just For Me in her head and shit.
Oh,
yeah. I know what you're talking about. I did the same thing, G. Same thing.
That way they have me looking all greasy. Like, you be like, what the fuck did you put in your hair, bitch? The Duke.
Not the Duke. Oh, my goodness.
Old school.
The Sofa 8.
Oh,
man. Who's that royal clown with the next hand? That
red. You know what I'm saying? Put in your ass. No, I don't want to talk to you like that. I want a straight white chick.
Exactly.
Even when I date a mixed chick, I date a mixed chick that acts white. I hate the mixed chick that be like, yeah, nigga, motherfucker. I be like, you know that shit look unnatural on you, bitch.
It don't come out right.
Mariah Carey mixed chick. Right?
Like Mariah Carey, I would have laid down. But even Mariah Carey, see what happened? She was willing to, this is what lets you know, not only are black women have a certain point of what they can and can't do, but this goes to show you how black men are really color struck. Let me point this out to y'all so you understand. In order for this mixed chick to get a white man, she had to get an old man.
Yeah.
But wait. But when this mixed chick came back to the black folks, she was able to get a man 10 years younger than her. Bam.
She was. Yes, she was. That's right.
Let me say it again.
No,
when the mixed chick wanted to date a white man, she had to get an old man.
Mm-hmm.
She was 18,
the mixed chick
too.
Ruined her years, got fucked by a lot of people, came back with her fake titties in her 40s. Who did she end up getting? A man 10 years younger than her.
Yep.
And this motherfucker act like he just won the Olympics.
Won everything, too. Yeah.
This motherfucker won a decathlon. This motherfucker Dave and Dan. And that, who old enough to remember Dave and Dan?
Dave and Dan.
Oh my God.
I did all that marketing, went over to the Olympics, and didn't win shit.
I know.
Them motherfuckers did all that marketing, went over to the Olympics, and didn't win a motherfucking thing.
Didn't win shit. Exactly.
That's how we get to Wikipedia right
Dave
now.
O'Brien, and what was it? Dan and Dave O'Brien.
They were just Lolo Jones before Lolo Jones.
Before Lolo, yeah. Decathletes, yeah. Because
I think they was mixed.
Yeah, one of them was. Well, I think they
was mixed.
Dave,
we love
Dan
mixed
Dave,
people. We love them. We love them. We love, like that damn song, we love mixed folks. We love them.
Oh, yeah, like the Reebok.
We love
them.
It's like we love anybody who we think will bring value to.
It, right.
To
exactly.
Yeah.
We
realizing
just want
to think about
what's
this.
Crazy is like going back to Mariah Carey that we are valuable.
But ask yourself, why was...
Going,
But ask yourself, why was Mariah Carey able to get a man worth a damn? But Vivica Fox had to get a nigga that was on unemployment.
I think she just made a bad choice. That's her thing. Mariah was smart, but she used her shit.
Yeah, but look at Nia Long. Yeah. All of them. Look at who they end up with.
Yeah, I know. Nia Long.
Nia Long was she had like a baby daddy. She didn't get married.
The thing about Nia Long is confused because she's been on the cover of was it Essence of Ebony for like the past 2 years.
Yes.
And one cover is read single and loving being me. 2-3 months later, they'll have on a cover again, just looking for that right person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Another 3 or 4 months, single mother doing it all on her own and loving it. Like,
do you understand how easy it is to make black women look stupid? They don't even know they're looking stupid because they still are so narcissistic.
She's agreeing to get on the. She's agreeing to get in the magazine, Tommy. Like you said about that woman who was agreeing to get on camera, admitting that she brought that fake iPad. Like, you
think about
the
what normal person admits that they were trying to buy a stolen item.
I wouldn't tell nobody that.
Ever. Exactly. You don't tell anybody.
I would just have to wear it.
I giggle and laugh with my friends about that shit. Nigga, I got caught. Man, I was trying to buy that stolen that iPad. That's why I tell people, you try to buy something that's hot, you might get burned.
Right, and then she used to get mad saying, why would you do people like that? It's like, who's going to be selling an $800 iPad for $200 at the gas station by Texas Chainsaw Massacre's house? Like,
exactly.
You were just nowhere.
And do you know what? I got emails all day of people saying that this wasn't an anomaly, that they all got friends who did shit like that. I got an email from a chick who said that she had a friend who bought a camera from a nigga at a gas station, and it was just a shell. It wasn't nothing inside of it. And I was like, who the fuck told them
that
gas equals electronics?
First of all, I don't even talk to people at the gas station, so that's the first problem that they messed up at. You get the gas thing up. I mean, you know, it's not a social event. I don't understand.
Look, I don't like going to the gas station to get gas.
Exactly. I want to have a conversation. And if somebody opens their car, their truck, I live in Texas. I'm getting ready to open mine, too. Like, I don't know what they're getting ready to do.
Exactly.
And I truly ain't going to buy no damn electronics from the gas station. And then not only that, but you're going to buy the electronic, not even try it out before the man leaves?
Before the man
right.
leaves.
Just
and
take
then
it and just try to come up on the come up. I mean, it's crazy.
That's basically it. That's it right
there. You know what should have happened? Diana Ross should come out there and make a song that I got hustled. Do-do-do.
God was chopping off the butt. It's like, damn right, I got it.
Oh my God.
I'm going to put a song out loud there. I got hustled.
Exactly, basically.
The girl didn't have any lens in her glass. She should have bought some of that from him. What else did he have in the truck?
That's what I'm saying. But you got a grown-ass black woman with kids that came on camera talking about she was trying to buy a hot item and had no lenses in her glasses.
I would fight my mother if she did that, if she went on camera on top of that.
First of all, why you on camera about to get arrested for buying a stolen item, trying to buy a stolen item, so you on camera? That's just so stupid.
Exactly,
but look at it this way.
No matter how much you hate me
or think I talk bullshit, you have to give me credit for the fact that I'm not making the shit up. I'm just commenting on the shit.
Exactly. Amen.
Yeah,
breathe,
none of us hate you. We know what the deal is. So
yeah,
that's stupid. People that come on your show and like get upset, it's like, I don't entertain things I don't like. I guess maybe because I'm an only child. But like, if your show is BS or he's so, why are you watching it? Don't entertain yourself another way. I don't understand. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
My thing is, I'd rather watch me than watch motherfucking Housewives of Atlanta.
You ain't learning nothing from Housewives, but
the fact that your ratchet behavior is normal. That's all you're learning.
All those Atlanta shows, that hip hop and those, that man
all
that's
of them.
Called
all,
Jocelyn,
all of them.
That guy.
That's all of them. They're all exes. Exes of somebody, exes of, they're not.
Or baby mamas.
Baby mamas of athletes or whatever the show is
called.
Exactly.
Baby mama.
The real whores of Atlanta. That's what they should
be. Act like a man so you can get a man who likes men or whatever that movie was Steve Harvey was.
Act like a man
so I can get a man who likes men or whatever. What is it? What did he say? I don't know.
Here's another thing that's funny, and then I'm going to bring in two more people. Here's another thing that's funny. You notice that you always hear, black women love that book. Think like a man, act like a woman.
Act like
a woman. Oh, they carry it right alongside.
Like,
remember I told you before, right?
Wait a minute, I got
a
place where I'm going. Hold on. They also love the Bible, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bible states in it, so a man thinketh.
So is he. Exactly.
So if you go get think like a man, what are you going to end up acting like?
A man. Exactly.
That's to get a man that's like men.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Literally that simple line right there should invalidate every principle in that book.
It's a recipe.
If black women really love
them.
The Lord like they say they do,
exactly.
Because there's no way in hell you could listen to God himself tell you, so a man thinketh, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
And then go get a book that tells you to think like a man, yet you will remain a woman. It is impossible.
It's impossible.
But
it's
like actually, the key word also in that title is act like a lady.
Yeah, see,
you
need to
they don't even want you to be
look
the lady.
That
they
word,
yeah,
act.
You're speaking.
Y'all need to be dating each other. Everybody that calls my show,
managed.
You guys need to get together. Because listen at what those women said. I didn't have to say it. These motherfuckers understand the power of words. Don't y'all understand that that's literally what my whole show is about? The power of fucking suggestion?
Exactly.
Words
when
are
when I first saw that book, and this is Ashley talking from the Houston, Ashley, I said, wait a minute, act like a lady. That's what a transvestite does to get a man. That's what they want you to do. That's
to
a man.
Act.
That's somebody on the down low.
It's
exactly.
Saying that you're not a lady. You have to be a thespian.
You have to pretend. You have to pretend to
be
one.
Exactly.
You have to exactly.
But
you're an actress,
also...
bitch, and most of them are poor actresses.
That's a good point. Amen.
They go from thespian to lesbian. I'm going to keep saying that. Let's bring in two more people since y'all have been so good. Y'all have been very good. Let's bring in Vanessa and Keith. What up, V and K?
Hello.
Hey, there's a lot of women with nice-ass voices. Y'all must be ugly as hell.
I'm Afro, babe. How are you?
Hello. Crazy.
Put your picture up.
I'm doing well. You know, y'all know the old thing. When a woman talk that well, she look like a motherfucker.
Oh, Lord.
I got caught up like that when I worked at IBM, went and met this bitch all the way up in Charlotte. That motherfucker looked
up,
like, whoa.
I'm good, how are you?
All right.
It is really good.
We're all good here.
That's why I'm so glad they invented
sure,
Skype, because
I
got tired of wasting them motherfucking miles on my car.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello?
The problem.
I hear you, Keith. I hear you saying hello, man.
Tommy's venting right now, Keith.
On the phone. I'm about
he's
to
venting.
Go to sleep.
Keith up there talking like he at home. Hello, hello, nigga, I said hello. Hello?
No, I don't play.
Y'all motherfuckers gonna stop ignoring me. Y'all hear me saying hello?
Tommy,
yeah, so then he
starts
talking
to
like, forget this, I'm gonna have my own conversation.
All right, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get to you, Keith, but I wanna go to Vanessa right. First. Vanessa, what do you think about the conversation so far?
Hey, I think the conversation is great. I wanted to add a couple of things too, but I think you pretty much covered it. But I wanted to make a point in terms of why a lot of black women are angry and feel that they're justified to being angry.
I like that.
My question is, if you're angry because of your environment, then why are black men not just as angry? Because black men come from the same environment.
Mm.
Didn't you see me ask the woman that today, and she had like a poor-ass excuse? She was like, we blah, blah, blah. And I said, look, I grew up, and the light-skinned dude got all kind of pussy before I even knew what a pussy was. I couldn't get no pussy. The light-skinned dude would get pussy at six.
Right. And also, I will say this. I will say this also in relation to what we're talking about. The issue, the problem with a lot of black women have a problem with black men dating or marrying white women, but the incentive for their issue is that of a selfish one, because it's not for, we want black unity, we want to create black children. It's just because at the end of the day, a lot of these women, the same women that have a problem with a black man and a white woman do not have the same an equal issue with a white man and a black woman. So that in itself is hypocrisy, and that just shows that your incentive is not black unity, but to be validated. And hence, since a lot of black women are, as you'd say, narcissistic, self-centered, mm-hmm. how could you not want this queen? How could you not want me? How dare you not want me? I'm supposed to reject you, nigga, not the other way around. So that is the issue at hand.
Who raised you black women?
My grandparents raised me. My grandmother.
My mother and father.
I don't even have to say anything. This is crazy. Do y'all see that these women have been able to elaborate on shit that you'd assume I would be the one to elaborate on because I'm Mr. I Hate Black Women?
I learned a lot from my mom and my dad. My parents were married before they ever decided to have children. So.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Mine have been married for 27 years.
And I better not come home. No disrespect to anyone, but I better not come home as a baby mama. That's all I know.
But let me say something to y'all. Why is it that you guys are not hooking up with the Greg Taylors of the world? Why are y'all fucking the Tommy Sotomayor's of the world?
I cannot keep it
real, Tommy.
Come on, you good people, Tommy. Come on now.
I should be on pussy's ration. It should be like a pussy ration for me.
God.
Nigga, you had your share for 2012. Wait to 2014, like tags and shit. I can only get pussy air 2 years.
I just know I can't bring anyone to my home that I can't bring home to my family. So.
Be the same. Yeah, you can't
it's crazy,
the same
man.
Here.
What? Let me talk to my man after hearing something like that. Let me see if Keith, you got to bring it back because me and we losing.
Yeah.
These women are kicking our ass right now. We get on the motherfucking phone and get to stuttering and shit like Joe Carl.
Y'all are mystical.
We're supporting y'all. We agree with y'all.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? Y'all throwing us off. We ain't hear no women talking like this.
They're not used to
having
can I be the ignorant religious one?
Ashton Kutcher's going to run through this door in a minute and be like, we fucking with you. Those are all white girls.
You know what, Tommy? I'd like to make another point.
I'll let her make a point, then I got to go to my man Keith. Go ahead, make your point.
But I'll just make this one point. I can't stand Negroes collectively, wherever they are in the world, for one thing. We do love to live by the small exception, and we like to live vicariously through them. Even my own mother and father, looking at Obama becoming president, they think, oh, this is such a great thing because, you know, you have this supposed quote-unquote black man having an image. And that's the problem with our people. We just like imagery and symbolism.
Listen to this.
No results.
My mother is more proud of Barack than she is of any of her children. This is not hyperbole. This is the truth.
Wow.
My mom is fiercely protective of Barack Obama. My mama got mad at me because one time on my show when I was talking about single mothers, she called me. I ain't never listened to your show again. You're talking about single mothers. I was a single mother. And I was like, yeah, and you did a shitty job.
And also another thing for the black Americans, how can you say Obama relates to you or when he came out of a white woman and two, he doesn't share any historical legacy that you share. His father
share any struggles that you share. My mother talked about how they had schools where white people were throwing rocks at her school bus. Barack Obama didn't go through that, mother.
No. Can I just say for me, you know, it's so funny for the people that consider him to be black, swear he's the black president, which if they did any research and understand history, they would know that he was not the first black president.
He's not.
The actual first black president was a man that was dark like my
John Hanson. But let me tell you about that. Hold on, guys. This is what lets you know that there's a problem. Then I got to go to Keith. This is what lets you know that there's a huge problem with black women. When I put that up, do you know that I didn't get no black men arguing that? There were black women arguing and saying, I've looked this up and I don't see it. It ain't nowhere. I don't believe it. What's
because
your proof?
It's not in your
and I kept
book.
Saying this. I said,
they don't want you to know that.
Right. And here's my thing. I said, listen, dear, even if it's not true, white people know Jesus ain't true.
Mm-hmm.
White people know that if Jesus existed, he ain't the same color as the one that they painted.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Not
because
but they had no problem saying it to their kids. They have no problem lying to their kids to give them a manifest destiny. We don't want to do it as long as a man is the one being propped up. If we prop up a man, that motherfucker got to have all kind of credentials to make it true. Why do you think them bitches is following me talking about some, he did this, because they don't like that y'all listening to me.
It's the Willie Lynch thing, like with the other actors talking about how they wanted to emasculate the black man during slavery and all that. It just carried on. Nobody ever, through generations didn't change it with their children. They're still
Notice that black women don't run behind no woman trying to take her credentials away. They ain't running around talking shit about Yolanda Van Sant and let you know this bitch has no degree.
And she's psychotic. I can't listen to her. She's like, I cannot even watch her show. She's
well,
so like...
Think about it. Women ain't arguing that shit. They glad she on TV. It's a plus for them. But anytime a black man do something, they quick to tear his ass down in a minute. What's up, Keith?
Oh, what's going on, man?
Talk to me.
See, my thing, I never dated white women. You know, I don't know what. I just ain't never really been into them. But me personally, and it just in this society, just black people. You know, I talk to pretty much be inferior to whites and look up to them as something better to strive to instead of themselves. And what I noticed from a lot of my experiences that some guys would say that a lot of black women have been taught since back in the older days from older men to pretty much have a certain disdain for black men to look up to white men as like their savior, you know what I'm saying, ever since like slavery. But because I know it's like a lot of them have the same exact ideology as a lot of white dudes do.
You ever notice like, that I said that they are like one and the same, black women and white men?
Yeah, because a white man, nobody says anything about them white man having sex with whatever kind of woman he has sex with around the planet, Asian, Hispanic, black, it don't matter. But if a white woman do it, then the white man will ridicule that white woman. Same thing with a black man. If a black dude can pretty much date, he can't date anything or marry anything other than a black woman because a black woman do the same exact thing to him, but... You know they never say shit about the white woman. I mean, about a black woman dating or just being a plantation whore to a white man. You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
So it's just that kind of mentality that's been going on for so long that it's like nobody wants to see
double standards.
You know, a black man have any type of power in this country. Because it goes back, it's like some kind of psychological warfare that's always been used in American society. Like you can't, this is America, United States. You can't have like I studied history. Like you can't have two people of different groups in the same country with trying to share the same equal amount of power in this country. Because you know, the white like they had this saying that. I don't know, it was on some movie, and this brother was like, he said, the white man know more about me than you, nigga.
Right.
And he said they won't hesitate to put a bullet in the back of my damn head. But, because his thing was saying that you don't know yourself, but they know you. Because
well, that's what
they,
I said.
Know your
it's
enemy.
One thing that I always say. White people, they understand the art of war. And you can't have an enemy that you refuse to know about.
Right. No, study your enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can't.
Yep.
How can you say, but that's what you, when you watch these chicks, when they go, I'm like, they don't even do their damn homework. If you had a daughter, you too stupid to do your homework before you made a comment.
Yeah. There you go.
But this is what we do. We go into most of our battles unarmed, and the biggest things that we are not armed with is knowledge.
Yeah, we go with the, going with our emotions.
Yep.
Yep, and that's
and
what they expect. They expect us
you
to
see
be
the
home.
Argument
that's
the woman was having with me all the way from across the pond. It's about
it was
8
like
in the morning when she was calling.
Dry at
You'd
one
assume
point.
You would know these things when you called.
Yep. Yeah, I got tired of that whole shit. I don't understand what's up with that whole black
skin. Oh, my goodness.
My skin is sin.
She
first
gave
of all,
headache.
Our skin is not no goddamn sin.
No.
Okay,
what
she
was doing was she was taking a line that I said.
Yeah.
But I said it once,
so
she just kept repeating
it. Yeah, I got tired of that shit. I'm
you
fine.
Can tell that's going to be her new mantra from here on out. She,
oh, yeah,
she
people
got
get
that
to stealing
you.
Shit from me all the time.
Yeah,
I use it in appropriate situations. They use it all the time. But it's just like I said, here's one of the things that I put up. And I always say it's one of my Thomasisms. I say black women and white men have two things in common. They hate the black man.
They
worship the
men.
White woman.
And they work for the white man.
Like Nicki Minaj. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj is more famous than any of the black females. R&B singer who didn't have to make themselves look like a white woman or like a straight woman.
Exactly.
She said
they
look like a fucking
woman.
Cartoon character. That's a
yeah.
weird
straight
thing. She
cartoon.
Does.
A Japanese
cartoon.
Animation.
Disgusting.
You look like
TJ, I just tweeted you that Willie Lynch letter that was trying to emasculate the black man like back
yeah.
during slavery. It was the letter that they sent out to all the slave owners about removing the black man from the family and making him look weak, you know, missing
yep.
him in front of his family, sleeping with the woman. Like, I tweeted you that letter so you could share with your followers to show how all this started.
Well, the thing that the
Wait,
the
Ashley, when did you unfollow
Willie
me?
Letter, but the thing about it was a mistake.
Yeah, I bet it was. You better say it was a mistake. Anyway,
it was.
And another thing.
Tommy, but the thing about that Willie Lynch letter is, I mean, it still hasn't been proven to whether it's real or not.
Yeah, my thing is, I don't believe it's real, but I believe
I don't
that the tenets
of
it.
Verbiage.
And
here's
my thing, the tenets of it, like the young woman said earlier, and I wonder why we can't get past this. And I'm really sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to more people. Everybody didn't get a chance to talk to. I'm going to let them talk when we come back. But what the woman said earlier was true. She said we need to stop bickering about the problem. Well, here's why I bicker about the problem, though, because no one admits that it's actually a problem.
A problem.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very true.
Yeah.
Because if you notice, if people were admitting what I was saying was a problem, I wouldn't get all this pushback from random people.
Yeah.
And then notice the pushback.
The
I don't know if any of you guys saw the letter I got from the woman today. She was talking about how black folks need to stick together. Then she called me black as tar.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, I saw
that.
But then, like, when that guy got mad at you because you didn't want to help him? When that guy got mad because you didn't want to tell him, he said, oh, now you need to keep running your coon show or something he said.
Yeah.
Like,
or think about the guy with the dreadlocks that's making the videos about me now. He's a weed head.
Yeah.
Wow. Ladies, don't you understand that the guy you got helping you is the guy that's fucking you and leaving you pregnant with kids?
Yeah.
The guy with no job? This guy has a whole day where he dedicated to tweeting everybody that tweets me his stupid ass video of him sitting there smoking blunts.
That's gay.
You ain't talking about that nigga with the tattoos, is you?
Yeah, the Mr. Blunt. And then they think he's stupid. He's what's his name's friend. He's the motherfucker that do the advice show. Why would y'all listen to a nigga that can't even spell the word advice?
Are they gay?
Are
they tag teaming each other?
Oh, Lord.
Gay? I don't understand. I don't know any straight men who sit up and make videos about other men.
I don't understand. I can go be a dark skinned nigga with tattoos. Ain't nobody going to see that shit.
The only men I know who make films about other guys are men on film. Those gay guys from
Living Color. Exactly.
I felt like that when I saw his video. I said, hated it.
I would have been like, welcome to men on film. That's what I would have said to them.
Men on film.
Okay, but you're right. It's really sad. But think about it. It's really sad that black women can deploy other black men to destroy the other black men.
Yeah.
Can I say something, Tommy?
Help me for something positive, not to do something like that.
Thank you. And you got the last word, baby. You got the last word.
Hello, Tom. Okay. I think the solution. I want to say it was Malcolm X that said this, and I'm definitely paraphrasing because I don't have the quote down. We as women. The one thing we are correct in saying is that we are powerful. But when we learn to channel that power for the betterment of our communities, then that is the solution. Men we want to control men, but that's not what we're here for. However, when we decide to raise the bar and to raise our standards, i.e., having all these kids by different men accepting any, you know, game, so on and so forth. We have to own that responsibility. When you, if you go to any downtrodden community, you look at the women, and that's where Malcolm X had said. You look at the women. If the woman, if the women of that community is all over the place and running amok, therein lies a terrible community or what have you. We, that, the solution is within us females, but we're going about it the wrong way.
And let me give you guys something powerful. I always say it, although I think it's powerful. A woman's job is not to control a man.
Nope.
But it's to be like the banks of the Mississippi River. The Mississippi River is powerful, but it needs the banks in order to guide it.
Yep.
Amen.
Exactly. And you know what's funny is, this is actually in California, people who say they believe in the Bible, if you read the Bible from cover to cover and you have an understanding that there was an order set in the heavens, you have the Father who sits on a throne, who is God, the Almighty, the I Am that I Am. You have him, then you have his Son
seconds.
And the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
That is the setup in heaven. When he set things up in the earth,